Red alert, red alert, red alert. World War IV has begun. World War IV has begun. It's a different type of war, but it has begun. India has invaded Kashmir in a proxy war for the U.S. against China. Red alert, but first, this report.
The following video shows transparency in our justice system.
Thank you, Mayor. So I'm here to provide an update for what you are well aware is an active shooter that occurred in the Oregon District in the early morning hours of today. The suspect has been identified as a Connor Stephen Betts. He has a minimal criminal history as an adult. His traffic violations, speed, failure to control, and failure to yield. He was wearing a mask, a bulletproof vest, and hearing protection. He was armed with a .223 caliber-like rifle with 100-round drum magazines. He is 24 years of age, and he is deceased. These are outside of Ned Pepper's. It's a Dayton police officer running around the top of the screen to engage the suspect. See the suspect enter the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. That's him there entering or attempting to enter Ned Pepper's when he is struck multiple times. And he stops there. You see a lot of officers who are entering in from the upper left-hand corner of this screen and begin heading down the roadway there to engage the suspect. Here's one officer there. Another officer coming. The patrol rifle. Additional officers responding. Officer with a sergeant with a shotgun.
The Dayton Police Department was forthcoming enough to show us the surveillance video of the perpetrator. This is what the American people deserve in a so-called free society. In stark contrast to this, we were shown very little in El Paso, Texas. The El Paso Police Department reported multiple reports of multiple shooters. The El Paso mayor reported three suspects in custody. One eyewitness claimed the shooter was wearing all black and had a mask on.
What else did you see? Did you see people running out, that kind of thing?
I even saw the guy with the gun. I saw him twice.
What did he look like? Was he dressed in
Anglo? About 6 foot. He had an AK-47.
Was he dressed in, like, military?
All black. He had a mask. You can see his eyes.
Another eyewitness claimed seeing three to four shooters. And Anna Giarratelli, Homeland Security reporter for the Washington Examiner, claimed a law enforcement source in El Paso told her a second suspect was killed when the police responded to the Walmart shooting. But within hours, without any investigation, we were shown only still images of the Walmart surveillance video, an arrest made blocks away from the crime scene, and a snapshot taken by Police Sergeant Cardenas. We were told within hours that Patrick Crucius acted alone. His supposed manifesto was uploaded to the internet the same morning, and his My Life social media page was altered the same day to change him from a registered Democrat to a registered Republican. There seems to be no investigation, and yet the FBI is now assisting the El Paso Police Department. Why? Only a fool would accept this as justice. The transparency demonstrated by the Dayton police when they released the surveillance video is exactly the sort of justice we should expect from our law enforcement. Will the FBI release the Walmart surveillance video, putting all these claims of multiple shooters to rest? Or will it be another Las Vegas? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, World War IV has begun. A new order is forming. Stay with us. Money.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a stunt to build up the tension, the suspense. It's because what I'm going to lay out is so important that I'm choking. And I've been on here 25 years. I don't choke in front of crowds of 10,000 people or on national television. But this is so big that I actually can't even talk about it because all the dominoes are falling in line. I can see exactly where this is going. And as soon as I discovered this yesterday when I got off air, I don't want to exaggerate, 4 hours of research last night, another hour of research this morning. And the suspense is so intense of what we're going into, and we've all talked about this feeling we have, and this dread, or this mixed with energy, and just the feeling of war is what I described yesterday on air with Salente. I said, Salente, I feel war. I feel like something big is happening all over the world, and it's like a lot of people before you go into battle. Even back in the old days, they weren't cowards lining up, pulling their swords out, all about to kill each other. People start throwing up because you're just getting everything out of your stomach so that all the blood can go to your body for the fight. And that's the grist level, grit level, visceral feeling of this is I want to go throw up. And then I'm ready to fight. In fact, I'm ready to kick ass right now. I'm ready to tear people's heads off. That's the genetic lower brain understanding what the higher brain sees and getting itself geared up. That doesn't mean I'm going to go out and be violent. But imagine people that aren't operating at a high level. They can feel the tension in the world. They can feel the newborn babies being kept alive and tortured to death and their organs taken. Your spirit knows about the human-animal clones and the abomination. Your spirit knows the devil worshippers are kidnapping children. Your spirit knows that the Chinese have millions in death camps. And so the globalists then misdirect your brain and say, it's Trump. He's the Nazi. He's killing children. And people feel the evil. Everybody's psychic. But if you're not conscious of that, it's misdirected you then onto the American people. It's misdirected onto each other. Because people feel the anxiety. They see it. You can cut it with a knife. Everybody's talking about it. And it's because World War IV has begun. And Harrison Smith this morning, I was watching the show. He was sitting in for David Nynes on a well-deserved vacation. And he made just some incredible points that add to all of this that I'm going to really try the best I can
to cover at the bottom of the hour. But I need some time to actually get my research together and talk about this because I'm too prepared, is basically how I describe it. I was too prepared yesterday when I came in for the show as well. But if you're not freaked out about what's going on, it's like being a surgeon that's about to do a super dangerous surgery like separating two Siamese twins. You make a wrong move, one or both will die. And a lot of people just can't handle this tension. There's 7.5 billion souls. We all have a sixth sense. We all have a spirit. We all have a interdimensional internet. And the enemy knows this and is trying to jack in and manipulate us in mass to control not just our ability to build whatever we envision, but to envision whatever we want, which then builds whatever we want. We are little g, image of God. It's all right there. We are supercomputer, super weapons. We are in embryonic phase right now, and we're being jacked and being attempted to be turned into an off-world colonization weapon system instead of what our real mission is going to be. By the way, I told you all this 20 years ago. The globalists now tell you this. The New York Times tells you this. They just admit it all. They've come out in the Smithsonian Institute and admitted that they're chemtrailing. They say, well, one thing is to put barium salts, aluminum dioxide in the jet fuel so jetliners can help protect the Earth even while they add carbon to it. Oh, that's the Nobel Prize, 1992, went global in 1996. But everybody's a kook, talks about chemtrails. But, oh, it's all true, all admitted Smithsonian. Oh, and Bill Gates is running it. I told you Bill Gates was running it 20 years ago. I specifically said Bill Gates is the chief science officer of the New World Order. John P. Holdren is his deputy. He was chief science officer for Obama. Bill Gates is the chief science officer. He runs the whole damn thing. By the way, he's got some vaccines he wants you to take, and you're not going to be worried about stuff anymore. Nanoviruses that destroy parts of the brain associated with higher consciousness that can be registered and read by a computer. Bill Gates doesn't want you to have that. What a nice person. Very nice. He'll carry out the mission. Those gleaming eyes of a total predator. And when he goes and gives little Africans their polio shots, he goes, all the photos of his dad, the kids in foreign countries hugging them. Concealed in his fortress, the eye sees all, pierces even flesh, an eye wreathed in flame. You know of which I speak. When I come back, I'm going to get into their psychic manipulation going on right now with this operation they carried out in El Paso that reeks of being synthetic. And then the copycatter, the revenge hit up in Dayton, Ohio by an Antifa member. AP had to admit that this morning. They're a little upset. That's all coming up. But World War IV, what does World War IV look like? We'll break down World War IV at the bottom of the hour. Now, we're going to go to break here. I just want to encourage the listeners, and I want to ask the listeners to think about the world we live in and think about the things that are happening and think about what's unfolding and understand that without you funding us, we're not going to be here. And all I want is a pro-human future and to protect the children and to go to the next level. All I want is everything. You see, we're going to get everything. Eyes not seen, ear has not heard. You can't even imagine. I know I couldn't. But I've seen a lot. I think you've seen a lot too, haven't you?
Yes.
I've seen beyond the veil. And the enemy can't stand that. We're literally inside their heads. They had to cut that part of themselves off to rule on the planet with their master, Satan. Lucifer, the devil, the old serpent. The loser. The failure. The bird that lands in the nest and kicks the eggs out and lays its own eggs, then finds out it can't even lay eggs. But still better that the eggs be broken below as the bird looks over the edge. Did the bird hear something above it coming down? And its time is over.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were, and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
President has to bear some responsibility for creating a culture in the United States around race baiting, around demonizing people of color, around demonizing immigrants.
We have a president of the United States who has embraced white nationalism.
And now America is under attack from domestic white nationalist terror.
White nationalist, white supremacist, racist hatred.
White nationalism and white nationalist violence.
White nationalist terrorism.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalism.
White nationalists.
The president has stoked the flames.
He has emboldened it. He has given it power. He has elevated it. He has coddled it, and he's got to stop.
This is the environment that the president has created. He's made it okay.
He is responsible for what is going on and is doing nothing to stop the carnage and the chaos.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
Our president right now is using the same language of racism, of bigotry, and white supremacy.
He is a racist.
Donald Trump talks like a racist, thinks like a racist, makes statements like a racist. Yeah, he's a racist, because racism is as racism does.
He must be held responsible.
It's a national embarrassment. I mean, who cares how strong our economy is or how strong our military is if Americans are killing Americans?
When you read that manifesto, it looked like it could have been written by a Trump speechwriter.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what it means that India just took over Kashmir and just threw the Pakistan and Chinese puppet governors out? It means the original world order system at the end of World War II is being overturned. Now, I knew that the minute I got off air and went to Infowars.com to see any updates, and there was just a little blurb. Oh, India has ended the autonomous rule agreement of 1949. And I went, what? Because I know the lay of the land there. I've studied it because it's one of the major flashpoints. It's also very interesting history. I read books about the great game, the British Empire, how they play different groups off against each other. And as soon as I went and read the articles, it was, they arrested and took over and cut the internet and cut the power in government districts. And there's been some shots fired and some things happening. No big deal. The Indians were screwed over in 49 and had the birthplace of India and the birthplace of their culture taken by the Muslims. Who, remember, Muslims didn't exist until 1400 years ago. And India used to spread all the way to the edge of Iran and then into China, into Mongolia. You can pull up the ancient map of India. It was a huge empire. But the Muslims shrunk it down to what it is today and said, and we'll take the whole top of your country, and we'll take some of this, and we'll take some of that. 140 million Hindus killed by Muslims in the last 1,000 years, conservative number. 140 million. Kind of like Europe held out against the Muslim invasions. Constantinople didn't hold out too good. It's called Turkey today, but this is a big deal, and this is a proxy war. The next segment, I'm going to get into it, because it's not just this domino. I know to most folks, Kashmir might as well be Mars. No, this is on our doorstep, and this is Trump. In fact, pull up for the next segment video of the Indian Prime Minister hugging Trump. That was like the second guy Trump met with was the Indian Prime Minister. And remember, he was hugging him, wouldn't quit hugging. And they go, he never does this. He never just hugs people like this. Well, it was because he just agreed to let India off the chain that they've been under with the UN since 49. Everybody knows Trump keeps his promises. So China thinks they're going to attack Taiwan and other areas. Oh, how you like the Indian military rolling in and Chinese officials, you know, are falling down and breaking their necks, and so are the Pakistani officials. It's on, folks. They came in, they've been invading, they've been taking it over, they've now been moving against the next border with India, wanting more of India. And the Indians are just like, we're not putting up with this anymore. But the leftist globalist media sits on top of the Indians. Just like here, and they go, you're Hindu extremist. You're Hindu supremacist. Oh, the main threat in Central Asia is Indian extremist. Oh, yes. They're just always hijacking planes and bombing people. No, they're fighting back. They're the ones under attack. And a 1,000-year war that India's had to fight for its life against Islam is now in a proxy against China, and that goes into the currency war and the stock market and everything. It's all part of World War IV. So, again, I cannot state to you how huge or how massive or how insane or how crazy all of this is. This is so big. Guys, I had my plug sheet in here. I don't know if I lost it. Oh, here it is. Let me spend some time on this, though, or we won't be here. We sell really high-quality products. Our coffee, I think, is the best coffee I ever had. Coffee snobs drink it, and they go, why the hell is this so good? Well, it's hand-picked. It's a wild, wild harvested. That's even better than organic. It's the level above that. In Chiapas, in the mountains, on the border of Guatemala. And I drank a lot of coffees. And I used to, you know, get this coffee out of Whole Foods. It's the same stuff. And then I found out who brings it into the U.S., and I made a deal with them, and I went and I private label it. And it's $5 to $10 a pound less than the exact same stuff sold at Whole Foods. That's what it is. And it's been, year after year, one of their highest-rated coffees in the country. That's what it is. So just like all my supplements are the same thing. I go out and find out what's the highest, best-rated thing that everybody loves that I can get a lot of. And then the left found out I was doing it and got upset and got mad and actually tried to get the Chiapas communes. They're actually real communists, but they share everything communally. It's not the globalist communism. I'm not defending it either. It's a classical farming commune. And that I lost a distributor because I was mad at Obama, and they didn't like me criticizing Obama, and they found out I was buying truckloads of this a month. And guess what? I just got another contact with the exact same group, and the coffee was even better. It turns out that I was getting not the dregs, but I was not getting the highest rated. So people still loved it, but we got even better. Even better. So it's like that for all the supplements. They all have that similar type stories. But Wake Up America coffee, we also have it with the Reishi mushrooms for immune support, two different types, and it's at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's all massively discounted. It has a 98% review rate right there, 100% medium roast, baby. InfoWarsStore.com, we have huge sales. This is 1 year ago today. We got deplatformed. Remember that? Stay with us.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I've gotten $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality product. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Sir, let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that, where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were, and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I always ask myself, why would the United States turn over all its power, its economic, its cultural, its military power, to a private world corporate government set up by the remnants of the British Empire? I mean, Cecil Rhodes wrote about this. Winston Churchill wrote about this, wrote 3-volume set on it, The History of the English-Speaking Peoples. And the re-merger with our American cousins, as he called them. He, of course, was British royal, but one of his parents was an American, Robert Baron. And so the British Empire set up Pratt House, Royal Institute of International Affairs, satellite, and created the Council on Foreign Relations to move America into the British Empire. Now, understand, this is not an Anglophile organization. It is the remnants of the Italian black nobility, as they were known, from the city-states, the remnants of the old Holy Roman Empire, and, of course, the Romanians, the Hungarians, the Transylvanians that held the line for over 1,000 years against the Muslims. They then populated the Austrian-Hungarian Empire's royal lines. They then became the House of Windsor when it became an issue 270 years ago to confuse the British population about their German king, George the First. We went to war with his grandson, George the Third, but they were not even Germans. Now, I said this segment I would get into World War IV has begun. But if you want to understand World War IV, you have to understand World War I. To understand World War I, you need to understand the history of the Byzantine Empire and the Old Roman Empire before that, or the Greek systems. Because it's all flowing in a continuum of history that the globalists are building and studying their system on, where they control the different pieces against each other to establish a merchant corporate planetary governance that no nation state or rival can ever then progenerate from to challenge their hegemonic rule. And the hegemony is not for simple power or rulership, but for an end game of a scientific dictatorship being financed by the ancient crown of the dragon against the free peoples of the world. Now, let's get into what's currently happening. If you look at, we should put on screen just a shot of Asia Minor, India, and the surrounding countries. Then we'll zoom in and focus in a moment to Kashmir itself and why this is a central piece in the start of World War IV that has now officially begun. Now, the CIA is, please show a graphic of the larger region, please. Thank you. The CIA properly has said since about the mid-80s that the Cold War was World War III, and that the next war, which you see happening, would be economic trade wars, proxy wars, border wars, regional wars, and internal wars fought with information warfare by the different powers and systems of the planet, manipulating different groups within those countries, propaganda wars. And so we have Trump at the 11th hour, when all of this is unfolding, when America was supposed to fade off, be absorbed into a global government controlled by communist China, as all of this was unfolding, as all of this was developing, in comes Trump, in comes other nationalists around the world saying, why should we get rid of our countries? Why should we set up internal systems where it's impossible for us to even be able to function and operate? Why should we give away freedom and accept global slavery? What is the benefit? And that was the Achilles heel of this global government system the entire time. That was why I knew it could always be defeated. Because you're going to have a private world corporate government that pays no taxes, that then foments race and culture war inside nation states to bring down the nation states and then merge it into a giant corporate world government that's anti-human. Why would anyone want to accept or be part of that? Why would anyone want to live in a world like that. So if we simply opposed it, I believed that individuals around the world and others would wake up and that we would come together and say no to this. And that's happened. Common sense is taking place. And if you read the Financial Times of London, if you look at these other publications, which are establishment mouthpieces, they're saying our world order is over. The global government system we wanted is falling apart. China is going to get defeated in this trade war when it was supposedly the 800 trillion pound gorilla that was going to bring America to heel. We'll go to the maps and stuff when we come back. This is going to be really, really important because there's a lot of facets to this. But Trump told China, look, you've had one-sided deals. And we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to play these games anymore. And we're not going to just destroy America so you can mount its head on the wall and feel powerful. It's not going to happen. And when people saw the leadership of Brexit and the leadership of Trump and the leadership of Putin against world government and kicking the globalist out to a great extent, he's still fighting the exact same forces we're fighting. Like a chain reaction, people that had been suppressed by the world government model that came out of the end of World War II and the whole UN system and telling India, you've got to give the birthplace of your culture, Kashmir, even though most of the lands around India was twice the size it is today, 1,000 years ago, but the Muslims took it all from them. And China has encroached and taken some. And they put their governors and their minions and their controllers in, and we're not following the autonomous rule of Kashmir to let them have home rule but not have outside powers come in. And so India has been watching all of this happen, watching all of this unfold, watching all of this develop. And so their leader, Modi, came and met with Trump, one of the first leaders Trump met with. People said, why are you meeting with India so soon? Because India is at the center of the grand chessboard. And now this is a proxy war where China threatens to invade. Hong Kong is already invaded with paramilitary in plain clothes, threatens to go into Taiwan, and is launching all these trade wars that Trump just responded to. And now they've lowered their currency in response to Trump's $300 billion increase in tariffs. And this is our move within hours of China devaluing their currency, India invaded.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared, and support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits and the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
World War IV has begun. The globalist model for planetary government is collapsing in on itself because China broke the deal to not militarily begin invading other countries if they were given economic supremacy. That was the agreement. But with Obama and Hillary, the Chi-Coms double-crossed other globalists, and the nationalists came in exploiting that fact and pointing out to populations that it's all a giant ripoff and a scam, that nobody should want to be ruled by a distant king or by distant above the law robber barons. And the nationalists started taking over in England with the Brexit, and now with Trump here and with other nationalists in Brazil and many other areas. And like dominoes are falling. Well, China then began to devalue their currency. China began to then send in paramilitary plainclothes troops into Hong Kong and into Taiwan and threaten military strikes. So Trump, working with Modi, when they made this deal 2.5 years ago, one of the first people Trump met with, when Modi hugged him, and they said, Modi never does that. What's going on here? He wouldn't stop hugging him because they'd already in private meetings on the phone and in person for hours. Reportedly, this went on for days of phone calls. First thing Trump did was talk to top strategists about real systems for America and the world and how to cut China off and how to destroy the New World Order system. Well, you cut off China and you isolate them and you cut their energy off and you cut their oil off and you cut their water off. And that's what they get from India. So what happened? Why is this World War IV? World War IV is fought with proxy wars. It's fought with propaganda and manipulating domestic populations against each other. And it's fought in all-out military war as well. That is the threat continuum here. So now let's go over some of the history of Islam. You have its start with Muhammad 1,400 years ago in Mecca and Medina, right in the middle of what's Saudi Arabia today. Within 100 years, it invades and starts taking over Asia Minor, that was the gateway to India and the old Indian Empire. Within 400 years, India's fighting for its life. On screen is an image of India today. Let's show the old map of the Indian Empire. As you can see, it's a large part of China and many other areas going all the way up into Iran. And you can see Asia Minor to the west, where all of the Islamics poured in out of Saudi Arabia, through Iraq, into Iran, taking over what was the old empire of India, turning more than half of India into an Islamic caliphate. 140 million Hindus killed in a thousand-year war. You think we've been fighting Islam a long time. Thousand-year war. Well, now Modi is having his own crusade. In 1949, the UN and the British Empire and the globalist said to India, you can have your independence. You can move towards that, but you're going to have to give this northern trade route between China and Pakistan and butting up against the other stands in Russia, you're going to have to give this key corridor over to an international group, an autonomous zone run by the UN. Well, the UN's globalist, so it brought China in. China wasn't part of it 70 years ago. It was Pakistan. Well, now the Indian control zone has gotten smaller and smaller and smaller, and now they're even pushing up against the borders of what is still currently northern India today. So, for decades, they were called extremist Hindus who didn't like losing their country, didn't like their women being killed, didn't like being suicide bombed, almost on a daily basis. The leftist globalist media told them they were bad, told them they were evil. Well, they have a prime minister now that is a Hindu radical, as they call him, an extremist, a supremacist, not off skin color. The genetics of the Pakistanis and the Indians are the same. Pakistanis used to be Indians. Remember all the old Buddhist and Hindu temples blown up by ISIS? Big, giant, beautiful ancient temples, all blown up, hundreds of them. But you bet, they're supremacists in wanting to live and not be killed. They've already given up half their country. They've already given up 140 million people. They came to Trump and they said, we'll be your allies against China and against Pakistan and against everybody else if you just take the chains off. We're going to go in there. We're going to kick the UN out. We're going to kick the Chi-Coms out. We're going to kick the Pakistani government out. The Muslims can live in peace up there. They used to be the minority. Now they're the majority. But when they kill and bomb our people, we're going to kill them. And they said, okay. And that's what happened. So you've got Lord Rothschild and all the globalists hitting the panic button with Brexit and the Trump election and all of them. And now they don't know what to do. And now the Rothschilds want Benjamin Netanyahu out. And they finance, the globalists finance all the white supremacist groups to constantly attack Netanyahu. People say, well, why have you supported Netanyahu? Because the globalists want him out. The Rothschilds own The Economist magazine. They call him a dictator. Doesn't mean Netanyahu's perfect or anybody's perfect. The point is, I know who the real players are on the chessboard, not fantasy land on the internet, where Israel's one monolithic evil and we have to be allies with Islam because it's against Israel. That's how they tricked all these right-wing people into being into all this BS that doesn't even exist in the world of real politics. So let me boil it all down right here. What's happening? I know this is simple to most of you. Some new listeners are like, what are we talking about? India had more of its country taken in 1949 by the UN and the globalist. China was muscling in now and even pushing rebels and attacks through their ally Pakistan against the Indian homeland that they've got left. Trump made a deal with Modi that if China kept doing this and China got expansionist and China started trying to invade the South China Sea, which they're doing, building these islands, attacking ships, boarding ships, sending in motorcycle gangs, their paramilitary to attack en masse, beat men, women, and children in Hong Kong, that, oh, you're going to do that? You're going to attack over here? We're going to turn India loose to flood in with their troops, cut the internet. And you better believe the Islamic leaders are getting their throats slit right now. So India is taking its country back right now. And this is a total proxy war. And you bet Pakistan is going to unleash a bunch of hell. They've got a bunch of nuclear weapons. They say they're going to retaliate massively. China says they're going to retaliate. India says, fine, we'll cut your damn water off. And all this is going on. All this is happening, and you turn on U.S. news, there's almost nothing on this. So the fact that Trump is breaking the international order, all these nation states that have been forced to give in to Islam. You know, the Clintons gave a third of Serbia to the Albanians and to the Muslims, who've been ethnic cleansing Serbs for 1,000 years. And even the UN report admitted that twice as many Serbs were killed by Muslims than Muslims were killed. But it doesn't matter because we fetishize all of this. And that's the model of the globalists using Islam to invade Europe. Radical globalist Islam is the sword of the New World Order. It's been invading Europe for over 1,000 years. Asia Minor was Christian. It's not anymore. It's Islamic. Turkey. All those places were Christian. Gone, 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 gone. Live in peace, they say, Ilhan Omar. Live in peace. We come in peace. So this is world government that they've set up with Islam as their invasion forces, their shock troops, and political correctness saying, lower your borders, lower your defenses, saying you're a nationalist means you're a white supremacist. What do they call the Indians? Hindu extremist, Hindu supremacists, because they don't want to be killed. They've already given up half their country in a 1,000-year war. And they've got to give it up to the Chai Coms, allied with Pakistan. But China doesn't let any Muslims into their country. And the Muslim population of Mongolia that used to be controlled by India, guess what? They're in concentration camps, real ones, where they work you to death. See, China knows a weapon when they've got it. They don't turn it and shoot themselves. They use it on us. And they're funding Hollywood and the media. Remember what happened in the Cold War. Our own media was against our country and for Russia because the globalists had control of Russia and the globalists had control of our media. So they were for Russia because they were feeding on Russia. Now Russia's out from under their control partially. So now Russia's our enemy. And the very media that love Russia hates Russia and says the patriots that are Americans are with Putin. Well, we are with Putin and that we're nationalists too and want our country back. So the very same media that sided with Russia all those years in the Cold War is now siding with China and the globalists. All these liberals are the useful idiots of the Chai Coms and the globalists, destroying their own future. China pays for the propaganda.
George Orwell said that in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And so used to, it wasn't that important to wear the American flag because we still loved our country and there wasn't a large group of people that actually hated it. But now they're trying to take it out of schools. They're taking it down off of government buildings. Weird white leftists that want a virtue signal are pulling down American flags and running up Mexican flags. This is the bizarreness of the America hating we're seeing. So now it is a revolutionary act in a time of incredible deceit and oppression and bullying to wear the American flag, particularly the Betsy Ross anti-slavery flag, and particularly when it says on the back, right there, ladies and gentlemen, America's back, Infowars.com. So whatever you do, take action today and exercise your free speech in these bullies' face all over, not just the U.S., but worldwide, because more than ever, the American flag is a symbol of freedom against globalism.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over 2 decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trusts of the 19th century who ran American politics and ran America. Economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shake people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, the globalists have built their entire planetary stratagem around bringing down the nation state and then turning countries against each other. Trump wants a system based on free independence, and the globalist world order is now in deep crisis and is falling apart. And I'm going to get more into that in the next segment. Then we'll cover all the other news, but these are giant, huge developments. And in the globalist publications, they're basically jumping out windows. They are in full, complete, absolute, total panic mode. So coming up next segment, I'm going to get up and walk around and go over some of the history of this, because those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. No one can doubt that InfoWars has changed the world. The globalists give us credit for discrediting their world government system, their neoliberal fascist plan, and infecting, in their words, the entire world with nationalism. Now, how did I do that? I did that because of you. We did that. You did that. We're either going to have freedom or we're going to have slavery. And these corporatists play nation states off against each other. They play men and women off against each other. They play people off against each other for what color their skin is. But the people of the world more and more are seeing through it. And that's why I want all of you right now, as the world government falls apart, as the New World Order hits the panic button and tries to start a race war, to realize that we have come so far, and that all these globalists have now is trying to stir up internal information warfare fights. But we knew history and knew that these globalists are arrogant, and there would come a time when their system would enter a crisis, when it actually tried to implement its incredibly anti-human agenda. You know, I don't spend valuable time on air showing you the infrastructure here, showing you what goes into it, showing you how much money it costs to run this and do this, especially since we were deplatformed 1 year ago today. That's why we're calling it the 1 year banniversary of the first domino to be unpersoned, to be sent into a black hole, the Phantom Zone. But the globalists did it too early. There's still talk radio. There's still TV. There's still independent websites like Infowars.com and Newswars.com that are on the air. And people have word of mouth to say, hey, just because you can't say Alex Jones's name on Facebook, unless it's a negative statement, or can't show Infowars.com, you can tell your office about Infowars.com. You can tell your neighbors about Newswars.com. You could share our videos and our articles. We have our own site. We have our own platform. That's the beauty of what's happening here. That's the beauty of what's unfolding. And it's a real fight. And things aren't going to go the way this whole synthetic technocracy want them to go, because you've been standing in the gap. You've been spreading the word. You've been praying. You've been supporting this transmission. You've been buying products from us. So it's the 1 year banniversary. It's store wide, ladies and gentlemen. Free shipping. It's double Patriot points on your next order. And it's 50 to 60% off. Store-wide free shipping, 50 to 60% off, double Patriot points. And there's a bunch of other big specials on storable food. It's 50% off. Again, let's put it up on screen for TV viewers. Banniversary sale at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the site. And you can find all the great products there and try them for yourself. And again, sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. It is such a revolutionary act to keep this broadcast on air. It is such a revolutionary act every time you put a bumper sticker on your car or paint Infowars.com on the side of your barn. Every time you stand up to leftist bullies. Every time you tell the truth. Every time you keep this symbol of free speech and pro-human values alive. The enemy comes one step closer to their system falling. We have pushed them into overreaching and showing their hand. And now we've got a fighting chance, if we all take action, of defeating the globalist. Stay with us. We'll be right back. But please take advantage of the sale.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, World War IV is upon us. It's an economic war. It's a trade war. It's a proxy war. It's regional wars. It's a culture war where Chinese propaganda funding Hollywood and their leftist cohorts publicly, they're the biggest buyer of ads and propaganda, they own Hollywood, are literally using classic British style or Roman style divide and conquer race war and religious war against us. Again, if you're a TV viewer, you can see the big map behind me. Let's go right over here. I'm going to just give you a brief gestalt lay history. Anybody can go research this for yourself about how Trump is launching via India a proxy war. China has begun to invade Hong Kong with paramilitary in plain clothes and thousands of men on motorcycles that are military and police attacking men, women, and children. They're threatening to invade Taiwan. They're threatening to attack Japanese islands. They are claiming islands of the Philippines. They're building artificial islands. So to understand what Trump's doing, we have to understand the history of it. China, just 50 years ago, didn't have electricity in 90% of the country. They were rural farmers 60 years ago. The globalists came in, set them up, let Mao kill 100 million of his own people, took them all in, collectivized them in major cities. Chinese were the first robots. They were slave human robots, basically. People with souls, I'm not saying they are robots, they were used as a robot clone army. To build the giant factories, the giant cities, the giant weapon systems. They were given all our weapons, a Panama Canal, all of our infrastructure. 98% rare earth mineral monopoly by the global cartel to maneuver the United States into a position of weakness. Now, the way they got the Pentagon to go along with this, they said, oh, we'll use China to leverage out Russia and others. This is 30 years ago. We'll let them into the WTO 25 years ago. And we'll do all of this. But they'll never have a military outside of their country. They promise they'll never be expansionist. As soon as Obama got in, they violated all of that. Obama gave them the Office of Personnel Management hack, rolled up all of our agents worldwide. Total treason. Apple, Google moved there 10 years ago. They admit they moved there last year. Gave them all the code keys to all your devices. That was even Reuters last year. It really happened 10 years ago. So to understand this proxy war militarily and from a resource perspective, then we'll get into the propaganda war, which is really how they're attacking us. We've got Google Maps up here. You've got from the Atlantic Ocean and Spain and Western Europe through Central and Eastern Europe into the Middle East, Asia Minor, Central Asia, and then into the Far East with China and Japan. Now let's look at this. This is critical. 1,400 years ago, Muhammad is right here. He takes over the key crossroads of the caravans coming out of the Empire of India that stretched all the way over to Iran and all the way into the China. India was the dominant force, not China, not Japan at that time. They were the most powerful empire in the East. And were expanding trade. So that's what's happening in India. within 100 years of Muhammad dying, they've already invaded and taken over many areas of the Middle East. Later, they take over Turkey, that was European, which again was the Eastern Empire, what was left of the Roman Empire. Within 1,000 years ago, within just a few hundred years of Muhammad's death, they have already taken over what's Pakistan today, pushed the Indian Empire back, taken over and surrounded India. You have Kashmir, that is the birthplace of the Indian culture, and who were Anglos. That's just an interesting fact of that, and set up India. And then folks flooded in from all the world because there was so much prosperity in that area. So this was basically a European expeditionary force in Kashmir that settled in that area. And that's just part of the caste system. It's racist. It's not right. But, you know, the upper caste was white, and that's just how it worked. Okay, but Islam was even worse. So all of that's going on. That's just some of the background. So China is over here. They're starting to go into Hong Kong. They're starting to go into Taiwan. They're threatening Japan. They're building islands all over the place, way down here, even by the Philippines. The Philippines is having to threaten them now. You know, Japan invaded the Philippines starting World War II. Well, China's basically doing that right now. And they're sending in their companies that are really paramilitary and others. And they're taking over the colleges. They're buying everybody off just like they're doing here. They're buying off the media. They're using all this incredible money they've been given by us, giving trade superiority of $900 billion a year for decades to be able to just take over the planet. Again, they were given 98% of rare earth minerals. You just don't get that. No one else is allowed by the globalists to operate. They sue you. The UN comes after you. China is able to do human clones, take people's organs. They just do whatever the hell they want. They're God, basically, because they're an evil Chi-Com force feeding on their own people. They're the model of the global technocracy the NWO wants. So Trump and Japan and South Korea and others form an alliance. As soon as Trump gets elected, he says this new world order is a screw job for everybody. We're not going along with it, including the Chinese people. They don't like it. He meets with the leader of India. He hugs him. He says, hey, if China gives you problems and keeps trying to take over Kashmir, then in 49, the UN made India create an autonomous zone, which then now China has come in and openly taken over about a third of the country. The Islamics are pouring in, now pushing to the new borders of India and trying to take India proper over itself. And again, leftist media calls it Indian extremism. They call him a Hindu extremist, even though the Pakistanis were Indians until the Islamics took it over. There's Hindu and Buddhist temples all over Pakistan. Well, there were. The Muslims blew them all up. So all of this is happening. All of this is going on. And then once they take your country over, they remove any symbols you ever existed. So they erase that they were Indians. So now this extremist, like everybody's a white supremacist, Trump's a white supremacist for wanting to have a border. Okay, well now the Indians are Hindu extremists because they want to exist and don't want to be slaughtered. So you've got China bordering right here in what is Kashmir. And we can probably put that slide up and then go back to this in a moment. And so Trump green-lighted, go ahead. You're not under that UN thing anymore. Go in within hours of what happened with the currency devaluation. Within hours, they sent the troops in. The Indians did. And I want to be clear. India didn't invade Kashmir. Kashmir was stolen from it when the British Empire was dissolving and becoming the New World Order. Because India never really got its freedom. Under their current leader, India is, to a certain extent, actually becoming independent, finally. That's the reality. And Mahatma Gandhi said a lot of great stuff. Turns out he was a British agent who was segueing away from empire, but really they just took the British flag down and it was still controlled by England, but not England itself, the model, the world government system set up by Cecil Rhodes and others. By the way, this is all PhD level mainline history. This is mainline history in any real 1,000-page, you know, stuff. Not pop history, but the real history. And I'm giving you a basic generalization, okay? I'm not a historian on this. I've just read over 1,000 history books, probably 15 or so on this subject. It's all very, very fascinating. And I've always wanted to go to Kashmir. It's a very, very beautiful and mystic place. So you got China right here, and this is the key piece in the whole chessboard, is this whole fight going on over India, because you'll control the trade routes, you'll control the water, you'll control everything into Burma and Thailand and Vietnam and the Philippines, who've all had wars with China. China's currently in physical war with Vietnam, trying to steal their oil fields and their coastlines. China is completely expansionist, completely out of control. So we're all told Russia is the enemy and expansionist because Russia is not expansionist. Russia has cut their defense budget and kicked the globalists out of the country in the early 1990s and to a certain extent has defeated the left trying to make little boys cut their genitals off and all the rest of it. The same demoralization funded by the Chi-Coms. The Chi-Coms will kill you if you preach that propaganda in China, but they finance it for Russia. They finance it for America. They finance it for Europe. They admit to undermine and demoralize us. All the leftist garbage, all the trash, all the anti-family stuff, it's funded right out of there into the Tavistock Institute, into Hollywood. China funds it all because they were set up to do this and demoralize the West. And so Trump has turned the Indians loose to be on their flank and to let China know you're now in a vice grip. And this is the stuff that World War IV is made of. This is the real deal. Doesn't mean nuclear missiles. Doesn't mean huge explosions, even though both sides are nuclear powers, India and Pakistan. It means Trump's taking the gloves off. He's for real. This is really happening. And the House of World Government is dead.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality methylcobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This in the world. InfoWars is a treasure. Globalists work around the clock to try to shut this down. That's not rhetoric. We don't just say we're the tip of the spear. We are the tip of the spear. I'm going to say this again. You are the tip of the spear. There's no corporate sugar daddies. There's no money coming in here. You know, I've had those offers over the years. And I never got offers from big corporate sugar daddies for things that I could take the money for. Why? Well, there was corporate sugar daddies wanted me to promote freedom and justice and Christianity or the right to not be Christian and the right to self-defense or not defend yourself and the right for the unborn to be safe. Or how about the born to be safe? I'd take the money from the sugar daddies. But we don't have those sugar daddies. You know who my sugar daddy is? You're my sugar daddy. And I'll give you every ounce of my blood and every ounce of my guts and my total will to fight these people because they're pure evil. I can't stand them. All the horrible things they're doing are too many to list, you know. And I want to stop them, and I want to beat them. And I get so excited watching the tide start to turn for nationalism and watch all the globalist publications from the CFR to the Financial Times of London to the Atlantic panic and say, my God, it's all burning down. But then they go further. They say, world war will happen. You didn't allow our world government. So I'm going to take you inside how they get people to sign on to this and how they threaten other people who won't sign on to it. They threaten physical thermonuclear war. So we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. And in fact, guys, get me a clear shot, please. I wasn't clear in the break. I'm sorry. I wanted on the further end of the screen to have Turkey small right through blown up so that we can see China. And so we can see Japan. Yeah, that's a good shot. Go ahead and roll that up a little bit for me. That's good right there. Stop there. Thank you. We'll go to that in a moment. Radio listeners, I'm describing all this. Get your maps out. And this is just basic stuff. But you have to read a PhD level book that they give to the Foreign Service and the State Department called Tragedy and Hope. It's 1,100 pages long because the CIA, the State Department, they'd say, we're for communism secretly, but we're not. But there's a balance between it. And we're going to bring in this system and then cause wars to end wars and then merge all the countries together at the end of it. It all comes out of, again, Cecil Rhodes, Bertrand Russell later. You can read all this leftist philosophy, and it is the most sickening evil you've ever heard. Bertrand Russell, in the 20s, wrote about giant stealth bombers. They look just like stealth bombers in his book. They put it in H.G. Wells' movie, The Things to Come, that also came out in the 30s, but the book was in the 20s. And the plan by H.G. Wells and Bertrand Russell, who Hitler actually had a hit at on both of them, you can look that up, because they were competing world government ideologues. Joseph Goebbels wanted them both killed. Look that up, because, again, they were popularizing some of the plans the Nazis had as well. You know, the space shuttle was a design of the Nazis. To go up and turn upside down with his cargo bay and drop atomic bombs on New York, Chicago as it went over. Then it would change the orbit, come in and do a bombing run across the middle of the country. They thought they could put six atomic bombs in it. But see, I digress. This thing about history, it's so incredible. Sorry, let me get back to what I was saying. I got sidetracked. That's why history is just so addicting. But they had this world government plan, and this is how they sell people on it when they get them into college. And if you're top of your class, or you are from aristocratic family, they call you in day one and say, we've got to have a world government for everybody's good.
We've got to bring this system in. We've got to do some really bad things to be worse than the evil guys. So that way we can control the outcome. But really you're just being recruited into a world corporate government that's anti-God, anti-family, whose master has been telling them for hundreds of years they're going to develop sciences and technologies to become immortal, but they've got to transcend humanity and exterminate humanity first before their God lets them merge with the secret technology. Now, I told you this 20 years ago because I was reading their writings. Now you see all the big tech guys saying this, but they're saying it's good, including Elon Musk. You will merge with AI. You will take the wires in your head starting next year at the mall. Your daughter thinks it's so cool. It's just like getting your ears pierced. Oh, David Rockefeller set it up. Now it's run by Bill Gates. They announced Smithsonian chemtrails that they're adding to the jet fuel, barium salts, aluminum dioxide to spray to save the earth from global warming. All admitted this week. Remember, never existed. All admitted this week. You see? But I'm digressing. How do they sell people on this whole world government plan that's in so much trouble because Trump and others aren't playing along? If you don't let the Muslims take over, if you don't get rid of your sovereignty, if you don't create these homogenized populations where no one's allowed to have their culture, except Islam for some reason, then there's going to be wars like we had in World War I and World War II. But when you read deeper into the documents of Rhodes, of Bertrand Russell, that's why I got off on him, is he said once we get world government, partially we're going to have giant atomic bombers. This is before they even built the Manhattan Project, because they already had the equations in 1898, Max Planck. We will then nuke countries that don't turn their sovereignty over to us. And now you see that with the UN and all the rest of it. If you don't do what the UN says, well, then the U.S. comes and invades you. So that's the old world government plan, okay? And so what they tell people is, if you don't go along with the world government plan, what did Juncker, whose grandfather ran the Nazi war machine, top royalty, what did Juncker say this year and last year? He said, if you break up the EU, there's going to be a giant war. He said, if you don't let China take over, there's going to be a giant war. If you don't let these corporations running, these big giant countries like China, take over, there's going to be war because they're going to start a war. But even when you go along with them, they still start a war. China is invading all these countries, building islands, saying they own a lot of the South China Sea, saying they own part of the Philippines, saying they own the Spratly Islands, saying they own all this stuff. It's insane. And they're sending in their proxy armies, and they're owning Netflix, and they own the big six firms they own our national debt because the globalists set them up to take over the planet because they have 1,300,000,000 people under dictatorship who work 18 hours a day with no environmental services, no workers' comp, no political correctness, and if you're gay, they kill you. How do we compete with total slave colony of that size the globalists are using? We stop giving them all of our money. We stop giving them all of our trade. It doesn't help the people. All the money that goes into China and is leveraged out for world government and leveraged out to take over Africa and take over Latin America. China's putting the Chinese social score internet censorship in to Venezuela and other areas. They're putting 5G into America. This is the big competing tentacled monster because it has no constraints taking over. So Trump says, you're going to invade all these places? We're going to have India take back its own country and cut off your water and your food. See how you like that. And, oh, you just cut off your purchasing of American food? China? What, are we going to eat Nike tennis shoes and overpriced Apple phones that cost $20 to make, cost $1,000? This is World War IV, and Trump is stepping up. And this is an incredibly dangerous time because Pakistan and China are going to strike back. We'll talk about that coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last night, I'm on Infowars.com, and I read, Chris Pratt criticized for T-shirt choice. It is literally the shirt that I envisioned. A Betsy Ross, but also another just classic American flag, all 50 stars, with the Gadsden snake superimposed over it. And on the back, America's back, Infowars.com. But what's better than just an American flag? How about a don't tread on me under the flag, saying don't tread on the American flag? It's a perfect combo. So great minds think alike. I mean, whoever designed that shirt, we'd already come up with the exact same similar design. It is the Don't Tread on Me American Flag T-shirt, inspired by the triggering of leftists of the shirt worn by Chris Pratt. But it's a, you know, battle tattered flag like the one that flew over Fort Sumter. And again, on the back, it says America's back, Infowars.com. 4,000 of these babies. And that's it. So we've got the Betsy Ross version and the American flag version at Infowarsstore.com, being printed in the USA right now. Infowarsstore.com. We'll be right back. The most banned broadcast in the world.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant, crossed the continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens. Because we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to the brave, the strong, the proud, and the free. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God.
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them!
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger's my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference right at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with them.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery surfaces aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They are becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
A lot of stuff going on in the world. I got pretty manic the last hour. World War IV is here. How many different angles are there to that? How many different angles are there to that? How many different angles? Because I'm obsessing over India and over Kashmir, which is India, that the UN took from them when they started fighting for their independence and gave to the Muslims. And now India has come in to take back their land, and there's no coverage in the media because they don't know what to do. Because when you read the CFR reports, they say our whole world government's falling apart. Trump is encircling China. China was supposed to beat the U.S. This is a catastrophe, they're calling it. That China, that kills its political dissidents and sells their organs, that creates human-animal clones, that does all these things I told you about decades ago, is now doing it out in the open. A godless, evil group of communists sitting on top of those poor 400 million people, seen as robot slaves to serve the globalist order, to deindustrialize the world, to leverage out all competition. Well, all of that is coming to a screeching halt, and China thinks they're going to invade Taiwan and Hong Kong, thinks they're going to invade Vietnam, which they've been doing. That's a war going on. It's, oh, just huge wars, thousands dead, no big deal. And Trump says, you know what? India, the whole world government system of the British Empire being handed over to the U.S. 70 years ago is over. We want to be able to trade and straight up. No more screw jobs. And the prime minister hugged Trump. And there were announcements in India that if China and Pakistan keep trying to take over India, that they're going to invade Kashmir. And they did it yesterday. You understand, that's huge, ladies and gentlemen. That is a proxy war. And what did China think? So this is a game of brinksmanship. It was all pre-planned. If China does this, we do that. Trump came out and said, hey, just give us $200 billion and stop stealing our intellectual property. I know it was all of it was given to you. And they said, nope. Okay, $500 billion then in tariffs. Another $300 billion in tariffs. Now Trump has brought it to the point, basically, of what China steals from us each year. He's put on them. Now, they've been doing it for 30 years or more. 25 years in the WTO, even worse. But imagine how incredible this is that every time I'm doubting Trump, where he comes out and says, well, maybe we need gun control. Tell me what you want. They go, ban everything. And then they get nothing, see. And then he does this, which is the move. If you really were for America, if you were really for India, if you're really for freedom, if you really don't like China dominating the world and trying to invade all these countries and trying to build this whole road system out of there to project their power and take over the entire Middle East, this is putting them in check. And I mean that as in chess. China is in check right now. Now, they could decide to have a nuclear war. Or maybe they're going to decide to try to invade Kashmir, which they've taken a third of, which they never had a right to. Maybe they're going to team up against India. Maybe the Chinese are going to team up against India with Pakistan. By the way, they've had huge wars with hundreds of thousands dead between Pakistan and India over Kashmir. Three of them. Three big ones. So World War IV has begun. It's a proxy war. World War III was the Cold War. Owen Schroyer hosts the War Room and does an incredibly good job kicking butt at that. And he has also been deplatformed, along with yours truly, because he dare associates with Voldemort, the one who shall not be named. They revel in the headlines, the one that shall not be named. He must be shut down. He must be destroyed. And then everybody else is being banned. Everybody else is being shut down. This is the banniversary. It was 365 days ago, or one Earth orbit of the sun in the dog days of Sirius, that this happened 1 year ago, that I was patient zero for the global social credit score. Now my name is banned. InfoWars is banned. Even saying a positive mention, they tell you what you can say, what you can think. What is it that's so dangerous about this? Well, we're just promoting the happy, wonderful alternative of a free, prosperous planet where nations work together and ideologies work together, and we're citizens of the world, but we are citizens of our nation as well. We don't hand our power over to some corrupt, godless, anti-Christian world government. So, Owen, I don't know what the surprise is, and I'm glad you wanted to come on. You can come on anytime you want. You won't tell me what the surprise is on the banniversary, but here you are.
Well, let me just first say this. This has been a very powerful broadcast today, and I just kind of wanted to have some fun with you. I'm not sure if now's the right time because Professor Jones is on a roll right now. So we may want to keep you on that roll, but let's not do it now. All right. Let's wait because I want to talk to you about what everything you've gotten into because it's way more important. It's way too serious to just kind of have some fun, which I want to do with you. You know, you talked about something actually earlier today that I thought was incredible. Just how you were able to explain it. We are in essentially a telekinetic interdimensional internet as humans already, which God designed us all as one system experiencing the world through his design. And so they try to jack into that with chemical doorways, thinking they can play God and learn these paths of communication and how to manipulate humanity. Maybe they're successful at it. Maybe they have been. Maybe they haven't been. Maybe new people are experimenting with it. And so that's like the AI system that they're now trying to build. And so the reason why I think China is such a hotbed as well as the AI is about to come out of California, and they've got the population of, you know, whatever it is, 6 billion people to test it on, the infrastructure already built. So
it's a billion, 400 million.
So as all these currencies are about to collapse, including the yuan, which they do it intentionally, what is the future of an economic market? What is the future of the economy? What is the future of commerce? It's AI. And if China has all of that already built into this infrastructure, then they think that'll be a better investment than gold or anything else.
That's right. The globalists are betting on China's tyranny and on its evil. It's totally satanic. Let's talk about that when we come back. And I want to learn what the surprise is. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-pack power stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the wake up and work or rest and recover packs each day for quick, easy to use and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-pack power stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I've gotten $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality product. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of sore throat.
Sir, let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, in Kashmir, once part of India, stolen by the UN and the globalists, at the crossroads, is now back under Indian control. Just a giant geopolitical event, totally authorized and backed by Trump, triggering you-know-what fits. Begins with S-H-T. They're having crap fits right now. The globalists are completely freaking out because they were supposed to destroy the world. They were supposed to just absolutely have every nation at war with each other and stealing people's countries. But it's not happening. People are standing up to the Chi-Coms and standing up to others, and it's all how serious this trade war is. So the leftist media is like, China sure showed Trump, that dirty crud creature. China just sure showed Trump why they just lowered their currency. That'll devastate America's economy. That'll show these Trump supporters. Like Bill Maher said, we need to plunge the economy and teach these dirty Americans how to behave. That's on HBO. And that's the final big piece of the equation. When I say that the communist Chinese owned the big six movie studios and they were trying to buy American Bandstand Studio, that doesn't sound big. It was the next biggest. And Trump got in and said, no. They're trying to buy everything. But they've got control of Hollywood, the currency, everything. And Trump's just this one-sided deal. For the globalists in America wanting to sell us out, it's over. And remember the Chinese dictator? Right when Trump got in 2.5 years ago, he went to Davos. It was the headlines with him with Juncker and George Soros saying, we'll defeat Trump and the American nationalist. And their answer is to go on every channel and equate nationalism with shooting a bunch of people at a Walmart in El Paso as if that thing isn't synthetic, as if that thing isn't. It's like you're walking by plastic fruit at the mall and your kid walks over to get some. He goes, son, that's fake. Well, how do you know? I know fake fruit when I see it. It's like Hillary was having a town hall and I said, those are all actors. That looks like it's shot in 80 millimeter. It turned out it was shot in 80 millimeter digital and it was all fake. People said, how did you know that? I know what 80 millimeter looks like. Star Wars is shot in 80 millimeter. I know what fake looks like. It looks so crisp, so perfect, so had atmosphere, dust in the air. They had, you know, fog machines going. She had 1,000 people at a fake town hall that they shot for days and then put out as an hour-long special that it was just so perfect. People didn't buy into it because it was so perfect. Weren't any flies landing on her there? And you pull back and look at, you want to spend 10 hours talking about El Paso? Funny. Funny is what that sicko Beto O'Rourke thinks. Have you seen the video where he's like cracking up laughing? And I already saw this in other videos, but I didn't play him because it wasn't as intense, where he just kind of goes, he's such a psychotic, so mentally ill, so demon-possessed that they can't, they're so lower level, they can't help but celebrate. And he's just like, I'm so sad. He's just like, ah. I mean, it's so sick and so evil.
Yeah, it looked to me like he either saw someone in the audience that was in on a joke with him, and it was like a duper's delight, like John actually shared with me yesterday, or it was some weird thing where, yeah, he was like, I guess, excited about people dying and then being able to politicize it. I mean, that's what's really sick about this, is how they just want to politicize it immediately. And I keep seeing all these arguments about, oh, yeah, this is the final straw. Like, we got to get the guns now. We got to do it now. And I'm like, well, wait a second. Aren't you guys the ones saying that Trump is Hitler? Aren't you guys the ones saying that Trump is a Nazi?
But Beto O'Rourke, I mean, if I looked at him in a criminology class, I would say those are the features and behaviors of a true serial killer.
Well, yeah,
I mean, he comes off like, I would not buy a car from him. I would not golf with him. I would not drink a beer with him. I would literally say, who is this child molester? I mean, he looks like a child molester. And I mean, I'm not saying he's a child molester. He is a hit and run criminal and a bunch of other stuff. But I mean, this is scum. This is a soulless maggot.
Well, and he's still going to run. He's still going to keep funding. He'll probably raise a couple more million dollars before his campaign shuts down.
The establishment put $100 million into him.
Even though it was 0% chance to win, they tried to rig the election. He still lost to Cruz, and yet somehow he thinks he can beat Trump. No, it's just a big money. It's money grab. And you know, it's pathetic, Alex. These are the people that sit here and virtue signal. Oh, let's help the less fortunate. Let's do this. Well, how about let's take all the Democrat funds that they've been fundraising for the last 4 years. You have billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. That could be going towards Medicare. That could be going towards homeless people. That could be going towards better facilities at the border. No, it has to go into their pockets.
But it's beyond that, Owen. Hundreds of thousands dead in Mexico. They never covered it. But when they choose to cover it, when it's one of their little plastic banana situations, then they do it. Now, listen, you told me there's a surprise. You think it's going to turn into a meme. Please let me know what my banniversary 1 year
all right,
since we were domino number one, where they banned us on hundreds of platforms now, but over 40 platforms in just one day, Facebook, Google, Twitter. And it's not just YouTube banning me. They then only put the negative stuff up top. They rigged the search results. I mean, it's what happens when you're a patriot fighting against the Chi-Coms.
So you're basically the most banned person in America, if not the history of America. But here's the deal. We like to have some fun sometimes around here. And Alex, you work so hard. And, you know, sometimes I feel like somebody just needs to lighten you up. And you never get any awards or anything or any recognition for what you deserve. And this is just, you know, this is goofy. This is for fun. I mean, we understand the real peril.
Okay, what is it?
All right, guys, let's go ahead and bring in the Censorship Cup.
So this I want Matt Drudge to visit me again.
This is the Censorship Cup. Alex Jones is the most censored
man. Not Matt Drudge, I don't want it.
In America. And so here is the Censorship Cup for Alex Jones. And here's the deal, Alex. Here's what you have to do with this now. You have to take this and you have to kiss it and you have to lift it over your head. No, we don't want these. No, we don't want these. He drinks right out of the cup. So this is the censorship cup for Alex Jones, the most banned man in America. Nobody else is even close. And this is his 1 year banniversary. So here we go. Let's give Alex a little prize here. Let's get a smile on Alex.
Here's all the listeners that kept us on air.
And so there's
a year later, we're still here. We're still ticking. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to all the supporters.
That's true. That's true. They make it all possible.
Thanks to the crew out here. Thanks to my family putting up with me. Well, here, get that.
No, you gotta grab it, Alex. You gotta kiss it and you gotta lift it over your head.
Okay.
You gotta celebrate right now. You are the most censored man in America right here. Alex Jones. No one is more censored and nobody has been more accurate. Tomorrow's news today. Next year's news today. Next decade's news today, Alex Jones, the most censored man in America.
I'm so proud of this. The traitors cannot stand that we're still on air. They're so pissed that America still exists. They're so pissed about Donald Trump. They are absolutely trying to bring us down. But yay, I'm the most censored by the enemy, by the enemies of humanity. They hate me the most. Wonderful. I'm honored that I've been so over the target that they've worked around the clock to destroy me. But I'm still here thanks to the supporters, thanks to this great crew, thanks to you, Ellen, thanks to everybody. We're still here. But this champagne's really for everybody. Here, let me open it.
I actually got another bottle for the crew, and I think everybody should enjoy this because here's the deal. Everybody knows society is corrupt, folks. And, Alex, I'm going to just tell you a little story here about how I discovered you and the reason why your message resonated with me. And I think this is the same story for a lot of people. We see a corrupt society. We see a corrupt government. But we don't really know how to sort it out. We don't really know how to put the pieces together. We don't really know the context of history. And you do such a great job here every day laying it out. I know.
It's like a shoot the boom camera.
Oh, hey. So you do such a good job, Alex. And, I just feel that this message.
The campaign is it's ice cold.
This message right here at InfoWars. This message changes the world, Alex. That's why they shut you down. So congratulations. This is the censorship cup for Alex Jones. Most censored man in America.
Last time I was drinking champagne, I blew up on air and they tried to get me arrested.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, that doesn't
How is that? And by the way, the champagne is from California, which is right where the censorship comes from.
So hey.
So how do you like that?
Thank you so much, Big Tech. Thank you for trying to ruin all our children's future and merging with the Chi-Coms that killed way more than Hitler and have got human animal clones and 2 million people in concentration camps. Thanks, Sundar Pichai. You're so nice.
By the way, didn't you predict that? The human animal hybrids. You
I
reported
didn't predict that it was in the
MIT. You reported on that years ago. That's why they banned you.
It was in medical journals 20 years ago.
Take another drink of that. One more drink.
They had human clones at the embryonic level in the 60s that was in Time Life books. Look, it's like David Rockefeller helped fund a Nobel Prize research that in 92 these guys got the Nobel Prize. You can pull it up, I forget their names. Two scientists, one in England, one in the U.S., for science, saying add barium salts, aluminum dioxide to jet fuel, and then it would put these particles in the atmosphere to create nuclei to block the sun to save us from global warming.
Now that's mainstream news.
They came out yesterday and Smithsonian and said, yes, they're doing. But it's for our own good, though.
Ban him. Ban that man.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the third hour. I want to open the phones up about the geopolitical developments. I want to open the phones up about the Texas shooting and the media that's Chi-Com funded literally going into overdrive to try to overthrow this country and how much crazier it's about to get. And I want to get this chemtrail news that's so huge next segment. Owen's going to be leaving us. Owen, where did you get, John, the great boom operator, was asking, where'd you get a Stanley Cup? I like that.
Well, you can get them, I don't need to make any plugs here on the internet. We'll just leave it at that. But you asked me in the break, what inspired this. So, as you know, I came from sports media. And it was really you that kind of shook me out of that trance and changed my life. And I wanted to pivot professionally from sports media to political media. Now here I am, your right hand man. It's been an incredible journey, Alex. But so I'm from St. Louis, and the St. Louis Blues actually won the Stanley Cup this year. And so I've always, I grew up going to sporting events and, thinking about sports and following sports stars, and everybody always glorifies the sports champion, right? Everybody always glorifies the sports champion. They get their big moment in the sun. They get all the coverage. And I'm thinking, that's great. That's fine. That's American tradition. These are people that obviously have worked.
What about supporting and amplifying those that are persecuted for standing up for basic freedom?
And so that was basically my motivation was, I don't really idolize athletes anymore. I don't really.
Well, I just want to idolize the audience and all of us together. The ideal, that's what means idolize, means that we want to build a better future.
And that's why I brought, champagne for this whole crew, and everybody in the audience can experience this too. But Alex, I just wanted to celebrate you as a champion. InfoWars is a champion. We're all champions here. We're the champions fighting
the
against
good
the
guys.
Evil. And
isn't it amazing that Trump with India just took over Kashmir? Total sneak attack. It had been stolen by the UN from them. China had taken it over. Literally, the U.S. guarantees behind this with India just took over giant amounts of stolen territory the Chi-Com's got.
And if you're talking about tyranny and you're talking about total domination of humanity, well, what are the enemies of humanity going to do?
Well, that's the next question.
How do you measure?
How are they going to strike back? I want to ask the audience that. How big a deal is this, folks? Totally upsetting. The New World Order's plan to put China in the driver's seat. That's all being aborted right now. How are the globals going to strike back with more mass shootings, more sleeper cells, Chi-Com funding of America's racist, America sucks, burn down buildings? It's going to be more of that. But the truth is America sees through all this crap. Nobody believes mainstream media anymore, and it's not working. I want to ask first-time callers this question. How big a deal do you think this is, and where do you think it's going to go next, and how will the enemy strike back? Especially military folks, folks from India, people from Pakistan, folks from China. What is your view on all this? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX is the number to call in. Oh, and we're going to break here in a moment, but thank you for this most censored award.
Censorship
that means
cup.
Most feared. That means most effective.
Well, and that's what I want to say.
The most effective.
That's what I want to say going out is that, how do you say, oh, well, who's the best football team or basketball team? Well, they play a tournament and then the last man standing. Well, in the corrupt world, in the corrupt establishment, in a corrupt government and in a corrupt system, who's the champion? Who's number one? How do you point to the victor? The one that gets banned, the one who's the most censored. And that's InfoWars. That's Alex Jones. So that's what this represents.
That's all of us.
It's undeniable. And, you know, this is why the InfoWars audience is so key, Alex. And this is why, you know, we celebrate this with them, because we wouldn't be here without them. And if it wasn't for your vision, I mean, you bet on the InfoWars audience years ago. That's what you did. You bet on the InfoWars audience.
What else was I going to do?
You got rid of the corporate.
Join the globalists?
No, but you had the foresight, and that's why we're here today. And call it a miracle, call it providence. Thanks to the prayers.
Well, we're still in a pickle, but we're fighting back. You know,
it's getting crazier. I mean,
it's better than being tied up and having them sit on us. You ever been like a little kid when bullies would get you and sit on you and hit you for a while, and it finally just felt better, even though you were like 5 years younger, to get up and take a brick and smash it in their head? I mean, you know, it's kind of the same thing.
Well, now you don't have to use a brick, Alex. You pick up your censorship cup, and you just ram it down the enemy's throat.
Well, as I've always told them, Owen, if they're looking for a fight, they're going to get one. I don't know how all this is going to end, but it's a fight, buddy. And hey, we're winning at a spiritual level in front of the big guy. It's the big judge up there, the big umpire. That's who we're doing this for.
Amen.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over 2 decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran America economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. What an incredible time to be alive. I just got chills. Crank that music up for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, world government is collapsing. It's on fire. It's got smoke coming out of every crack, and it's about to get a lot worse. Crank it up. Hang on to the good times, folks, because we're in the middle of a war. Things are going to get really bad before they get better, but let me tell you, at least we're fighting back. There's not just evil in this world. And for all of you that have been fighting the globalists, all of you standing up for the unborn and the born, all of you standing up against radical Islam, all of you standing up for the leftist scourge, I salute you. All right. Let's get back to the news here. The left talks about how they care about these 20 poor people that were killed in El Paso, and this weird story, and local news and other news saying, no, the police still say they killed another guy and arrested somebody else. And there were other shooters in full black, and this guy only had one clip. We can talk about that all day. The point is, statistically we know that hundreds of thousands of people have been killed in Mexico by the drug cartels, and the media won't even humanize it. And we know the left makes jokes about babies being killed after they're born. And they want to euthanize grandma. And they're doing all these evil, horrible things, but they know we have consciences, good people. So they tell us that, oh, white supremacists are everywhere, and Trump wanted to kill the Hispanics because he said we had to have a border. When the UN and the globalists are trying to collapse our border, when people are trying to get out of Latin America and get here because we're good compared to that. We're good. We're not bad compared to some of those other countries. And the idea that they're drinking out of toilets and they're in concentration camps and the Border Patrol's killing people is a damn lie. It's the terrorism. It's the psychological warfare. They're to sell us to fight with each other. So I want to open the phones up at 877-789-ALEX. It says 877-789-2539. I want to talk about the huge World War IV that's begun and how huge this is. And what do you think the globalists are going to do to strike back? But it's an incredible time to be alive. But I wanted to play this piece. And by the way, they made it 4 minutes long. There's a bunch of videos that they didn't even add to this of people saying they kill babies for Satan. This guy that went in and shot his sister and all these people in Dayton, Ohio. The evidence is emerging now, AP reports, that he was Antifa, confirming what we said. And that he was so angry about what happened in El Paso that he saw it as a tit for tat. Go shoot some white people. As if those white people were doing anything to anybody. Just as evil as the other guy, if you even believe the story. But notice they're not hyping up Dayton because that's the real one. But notice AP reports he loved, what was a weird AP headline this morning. I was reading it. Paul Watson did a story about it. It's on Infowars.com where they admit that he was Antifa and supported Satan was the headline. Like, who's writing those headlines? That's crazy. Yeah, that's the story from yesterday. The story today is CNN AP finally admit the Dayton mass shooter was a left-wing extremist. Let's see if AP's changed the headline. I saw it like 7 a.m. this morning. Yeah, scroll down and click on the AP link, please. And it says, supported Satan. Wow. Like he's a real person. You got to go to the article. It says in there he supported pro-Satan leftists. And he goes on to say supported Satan. See, everybody knows, man, you either support Jesus Christ or you support Satan. You support love and decency or you support the devil. And we want to know who supports the devil. You look at all these shortcutters, all these globalists, all these menus of the system, all the Hollywood people, they're so empty, they're so unhappy. I've been at the highest levels of Hollywood, and there's no soul. There's emptiness. It's desperate feeling. It's scared. It's empty, it's like nothing I could ever describe. It's hell. It's the absence of God. I'd rather die than be part of Hollywood. But, oh, we want to be part of it. We want to worship it. Here's the report.
Our main story tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them. Others believe they're fine in rare cases. And many believe you should be able to get them whenever the fuck you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
So tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the break.
Get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina. Get out.
It's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. It has a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
How many did you adopt?
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ.
No,
sir.
I don't go to Christ.
Fertilized egg is a human being.
Yeah.
Fertilized egg is a human being.
You're a pig.
Because I don't want to kill babies.
Oh, you kill them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
Dad, you.
Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
In the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, And Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases. And using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
There was a question over here.
Yes. Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
That's your time. Next speaker.
There's a new video out on Infowars.com of two partial birth abortion, 8.5-month-old babies. And it makes you want to kill people. I'm going to just be honest with you right now. My guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked out by some asshole. And then they make a joke out of it. These are abortion doctors with third trimester babies that were about to be born, defiling them, making jokes about them that they're having a fight.
They're playing with dead babies in a little medical pan. And it was pretty shocking, gruesome stuff to see, and just total lack of regard for humanity.
It's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry.
God bless abortions and God bless America!
Don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you got to get that baby out of there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity water filter today. Support mankind by being prepared. And support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, my friends, your phone calls are coming up here in just a moment. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central. Then the War Room comes up with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. every day. And then, of course, you've got David Knight also in the morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And without you telling people about the local stations you're listening to us on, without you on your email, your text messages, word of mouth, telling friends, family, neighbors, and others continually, hey, find out why it's so demonized. Find out why they want it shut down. Find out what's really being covered on the broadcast. It's absolutely essential that folks understand that without you cutting through the globalist disinformation, we are not going to be able to reach new people. This is a critical war. They didn't gamble for total censorship and this takeover for no reason. They cannot complete their operation if the people are warned. You are the Paul Revere's out there. I'm simply a lantern up in the lighthouse, up in the church top. Wanteth by land, toeth by sea. Well, this attack is internal against our republic. And against our very fabric, and it's literally financed by foreign consortiums with the Chi-Coms, the monsters of the planet, right at the middle of it. It's simply incredible. Imagine if you were growing up during the time of Hitler, and no one told you Hitler was bad. Well, we didn't learn Hitler was bad until World War II started. Our media wouldn't say Hitler was bad. They said he was good. Time Magazine Man of the Year, a vegan, a liberal, a national socialist. That's what the Nazis are. It's so dangerous. China has killed five times what Hitler has and is invading all these countries and places right now. And India just stood up and took back their land because the U.S. and the British Empire had taken it from them. And now Trump just said, take your land back. You know how big that is? We're having the first annual Banniversary store-wide sale, an extension of the big sale last week. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. And, of course, 50 to 60% off all the supplements, 50% off the high-quality storable foods, giant discounts on the water filters. You know, we can't do 50% off on water filters because they don't have 50% markup in them. I forget what they are, but it's we're making like 10%. It's the same thing on the air filters. It's crazy. Yeah, $149 for the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System for their big, nice stainless steel model. That's been tested by all these third parties and found to be in the very top 1%. Oh, and the other stuff is in the top 1%. of gravity fit filters. We sell that. ProPure. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. And without you, we're not going to be here. But I'll tell you, just having Marianne Williamson, or whatever her name is, up there talk about how we've got bad water all over the U.S. The truth is, you can't make the water clean at an industrial level. They can't, with all the runoff and all the drugs flushed down the toilets and all the chemicals and all the stuff. You cannot be in a big city and drink tap water that isn't dirty and poisonous as hell. They can put a ton of chemicals in it to kill bacteria. But the chemicals don't knock out the other chemicals. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of allowable toxins in the Clean Water Act. The Clean Water Act is only selectively enforced against businesses for fines and to harass industry. It codifies and legalizes radon and dozens and dozens and dozens of other radioactive isotopes that are naturally in aquifers. In the old days, they'd say, why'd that town die out? Oh, turned out the water was bad. There's so many mining towns, so many places around the world where it's a ghost town. Some of them are ghost town for 1,000 years. You say, what made them move on? Well, they found out there was uranium in the water. People didn't know what it was, but after a few generations, everybody's dying at like 30 years old. We better get out of here. And the witch doctor would say, there are evil spirits in the water. They didn't know what it was, but there was an evil spirit, all right. People go, like David Hogg, the anti-gunner, on C-SPAN. He's such a genius. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, Jones tells you there's poison in the water, and then he tries to sell you filters, and they all go, ooh, ooh. See, they've never seen a straight shoot in their life. They've never been talked directly to. Everything with them is manipulation and weasel behavior. Like Gruber up there on C-SPAN, I teach the government how to lie. Everybody's like, oh, teach us. You're so great. I mean, who would want to be around these people? But that's who's taken over. And because we've been asleep, these people have all gotten the power. Well, see, I don't sit around in my office about how to screw somebody over, how to deceive, or how to manipulate. I just go, I'm a straight shoot, everybody. And that's how our audience is. I would call our audience amazing straight shooters who just want a straight shoot. So, yeah, I want to fund this operation. I want to bring in a ton of money instead of having to constantly scrape and scratch and cut and do so many things. And we've had to hire security, not complaining. We had to do all our own bandwidth, all our own servers. They took our sponsors away. They wouldn't let us advertise online. They take our software away. They kick us off everything. You know what they've done. But it really is something we should chronicle sometime for an hour. Take an hour to go over it all. Take a day to remember it all. Sometimes I'm sitting around with the crew and they're like, man, you ought to do a whole show on what we've been through. It's just insane how authoritarian this is. But what I'm getting at is this. We're winning. And there's not just evil in the world, but we've got to hold the course. But our audience is awesome. But I know the majority of you have never gone and gotten some fluoride-free toothpaste, Superblue. Never gone and gotten the Wake of America coffee. You've never gone and gotten fish oil. You've never gotten our great protein bars that, I'll be honest with you, we went and looked at like 5 or 6 of the top makers of organic bars. And, I said, I want no fillers. And they said, listen, people do fillers for the taste. It's not just for the cost, but you're going to increase your price 20-30% or more with no fillers. And a lot of people love it that it's almost like toffee and takes 10 minutes to eat one. They taste great. But all I can do is pitch the truth. I'll tell you, I think I'm going to put one out that's got some basic filler in it. A little bit of corn or something. Cause you know, you want to go kind of eat it. But I guess I'm a little piggy. I've grown up on things with fillers. It takes 10 minutes to eat one of these. And it tastes great. It tastes like really rich toffee, but there's nothing but high quality stuff in this because I went out and said, I want the highest end. They said, well, the highest end sell for $7. There's probably $2 of product in it. And I said, okay, I want to up that. And I don't want any fillers. And they said, well, everything has fillers. Because people are, nope, no filler. So it's like a block, basically. Might as well get like a knife, like fudge. It's thicker than fudge. We got them in two different flavors. They're great. InfoWarsStore.com. You get something you need. Doesn't have any fillers. Tastes great. Funds the operation. Revolutionary. But without you, we're not here. And I need a lot of money. I got a bunch of stuff I want to. Man, I got stuff that is going to just blow the globalists into next year.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements. And that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims or supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
George Orwell said that in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And so used to, it wasn't that important to wear the American flag because we still loved our country and there wasn't a large group of people that actually hated it. But now they're trying to take it out of schools. They're taking it down off of government buildings. Weird white leftists that want a virtue signal are pulling down American flags and running up Mexican flags. This is the bizarreness of the America hating we're seeing. So now it is a revolutionary act in a time of incredible deceit and oppression and bullying to wear the American flag, particularly the Betsy Ross anti-slavery flag, and particularly when it says on the back, right there, ladies and gentlemen, America's back, InfoWars.com. So whatever you do, take action today and exercise your free speech in these bullies' face all over, not just the U.S., but worldwide, because more than ever, the American flag is a symbol of freedom against globalism.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Your phone calls, but first I want to say this. This is not a plug. This is a clarification because I don't do a lot of marketing research around here. They just come and show me numbers. I told you last week when they talked about the water being poisonous all over the country that we had record sales of water filters. Well, I just plugged, and they came in and told me, no, as of 15 minutes ago, all Alexa Pure is sold out. Pro Pure is just as good. They're all apples and oranges. Like, this one will take out 300 and something chemicals to non-detectable levels. And then this one does 300 and something, but not all the same ones. It's all apples and oranges. You're reducing this stuff down to where it's not even parts per million. Okay? And a lot, and hundreds of chemicals it just cuts out. And again, these have all been tested. We have the links to all the testing. But the Alexa Pure is sold out, so you want to get the Pro Pure systems that are very, very similar and are excellent as well at InfoWarsStore.com. But when I was telling you that it's selling out, I don't just do that as a gimmick. Oh, it's selling out. Better get yours. When we're selling out of something, I'll tell you, we just sold more water filters than we usually sell in a month in a couple days. It's still not getting us a lot of funding because we discount them so much that we're making like $30 on them. Because I do undercut everybody in the industry. It's what I do. I just can't help myself. So I even undercut myself because I put myself in this corner where people only buy stuff when it's 50% off now. Oh, and let me explain. We don't sell these protein bars for $7 a piece. There are ones that have as many ingredients in it that are costing them a couple bucks that are sold at major stores everywhere and camping supply places for $6-$7 a piece. These things are normally, when you get a box of 12 of them, $3 a piece. When they're discounted, there's almost no, in fact, sometimes we lose money is what I'm saying. And I don't know. I've gotten myself into this position. We sell a ton of stuff because we sell it for so low, but then we're not getting the funding we need. And that's why I'm kind of harping on funding because I didn't plug the first hour. And I was talking to Tim Ferge, and I was in his office and he said, listen, man, you got to cut new ads and you got to start plugging just little quick plugs every segment like everybody else does. Can you just do it? Because we brought in a bunch of money last week, but it didn't make up for what we lost in the last 6-7 months. So you want to launch these initiatives, get in there and tell people, damn it. Because I've told them to get on my butt about this stuff because I'll just forget and won't plug for 2 or 3 days. So thank you all for the support. Please support our local AM and FM stations as well. But you know they're trying to shut us down. So, yes, go get water filtration, get air filtration, get all of it. And I get it. You wait till it's on sale. Because we don't sell anything now unless it's on sale. But then when it's on sale, we're not making a lot of money. I'm telling you, bring in $30 million, you got like $10 million to work with. That sounds like a lot of money. It's not running an operation like this. We can't do it. And I'm not bitching. I'm just saying we can't let them win. Go buy products. I've not been able to. Where'd my phone go? I've not been able to really get anything done today because I've been so wound up. And I said, I'll go to your calls. It's just that, you're not going to hear a lot about what's going on because it's so big. That's all I can say is this, what's going on is so huge that I can't even get my brain around every angle of it. And so I'm on air right now, but I'm not here. My brain is just constantly going about geopolitical moves, what Trump's doing, the different power structures, how they're going to strike back. And it's just so historical. The whole world government system set up by the globalists and the Rockefellers is falling apart. They're pulling out all the stops with the Chi-Coms and the media trying to cause a civil war. The media really is the enemy of the people. They're going to false flag themselves. You know, that's coming. That's scripted. And this Kashmir thing between India and Pakistan, where China was moving in and taking over what was formerly northern India, and Trump greenlit support of this, this could easily go to nuclear war very, very quickly. We're not in normal political season. You've got all these huge developments around the world in the South China Sea and the Middle East with Iran and Asia Minor. And that's all I can say is that we're entering the quickening point. All right, we're going to go to your calls. I promise we're going to get to all of them. Paul Watson's coming up. We got Jim, John, Wallace, Justin, David, Nathan, DJ, and Tim. And that's all the calls we're going to take because I'm not going to leave anybody on hold. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. Jim in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alex. I pray that the Holy Spirit continues to guide you and that Jesus Christ continues to protect you. I really appreciate your work.
Well, I need those prayers. I really need them, sir.
Yeah, well, I've been hesitant to call him a first-time caller. I actually used to work for Donald Trump in 2015, 2016. I ran a couple states for him during the primary and caucus campaign. And just wanted to let you know that I'm worried about what he's doing right now with talking about gun control. You know, I uncovered a real big infestation from the Koch brothers in that campaign apparatus. And part of the reason why I was let go from the campaign is that I did call people out, like Corey Lewandowski, Alan Cobb, Stuart Jolly, who I felt did not have Mr. Trump at the time's best interest in mind. And I definitely see some of these same players or types of players in the administration now, and you can just tell who's writing these speeches, like the one, I believe it was yesterday. So I just want all patriots to, you know, let people know, right into President Trump, right into other patriots in the administration, that they need to get rid of these Koch brothers operatives that are...
absolutely, because Trump, you know, drew from the swamp because that's all there is. They lie to his face and say one thing and then do another. And it is true. Trump will go with different advisors' ideas at certain times. And it really is what he heard last. If it resonates with him, is what he goes with. I talked to two people high level NRA. One of them is you know, Ted Nugent. It's not a secret. He didn't tell me I couldn't talk about it. He just said, look, I've had talks with Trump. And, you know, he does these tactics where he says, okay, what do you want? We'll look at doing it. And then Pelosi says, I want to ban all the guns, take everything except single shot. And then that hurts the Democrats, and then they get nothing, which is good. We're done compromising. So he manipulates them. But I agree. I don't like even giving lip service to it. He should have said, Mexico's got 200,000 dead from the cartels. This is terrible. It's horrible. I decry white supremacism, which he did. But, you know, we need to find out who this guy is. And the answer is, you know, more good guys with guns. Instead of going down the road that every time somebody does something wrong, all of us have to lose our rights. That's what I'd like to hear from Trump.
Right. And these same Koch operatives that we got out of the campaign were trying to tank the campaign. And people like you and other patriots that got the word out, the movement was too strong to where they couldn't sabotage like they wanted to.
I mean, and Don Jr. would bring Trump my videos where I was warning him. It's amazing. Exactly. But this time they're trying to totally isolate him.
Right. And when I was in the campaign, I was telling everybody I could, hey, we need to pay attention to InfoWars. I worked with Roger, Paul Manafort, and we were kind of the half, the InfoWars half, I would say the Patriot half. And then this other half was Koch brothers, John McCain operatives, Mitch McConnell operatives, people like that. And they're going to try to ruin him in 2020. And that's what they're doing. They're attacking the base with this talk about guns. They don't have the president's best interest in mind. I was state director for Illinois. I took over as state director for Illinois in a primary campaign. And when I got there, they had scheduled a rally at the UIC Pavilion, downtown Chicago.
Well, sir, let me do this, Jim. Since you're saying who you are, and you sound very credible, and I knew about this stuff happening, so I believe you, give us your full name and info. Why don't you come on as a guest for 30 minutes or something this week or next week and tell this whole story because it needs to be heard, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Daria, set him up. Okay. Double check he is who he is, he says, I can tell, and then get him on. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jim. All right, Wallace, Justin, David, Nathan, DJ, Tim, John, you're coming up next. Yeah, the globalists admit that this audience, got Trump elected, so that's why they're trying to destroy us, so he doesn't have that base. We're not going anywhere, dirtbags.
We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant, crossed a continent, harnessed science, took to the skies and soared into the heavens, because we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to the brave, the strong, the proud, and the free. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God.
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them!
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality methylcobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silversol in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
They took my saddle in Houston.
Amarillo by morning.
You know, this song by George Strait is so beautiful, like so many of his songs. You know, they're simple, but the truth is simple. It's also complex.
When that sun is high,
and he's talking about, they took my saddle in Houston. I broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for eight when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. It's this whole story about God and experiences and the bad things that have happened to you and the good things just add to who you are. And you're not a victim. You're a survivor. You're alive. And, you know, this person he's singing about isn't rich, but Lord, he's free, which is the real wealth, because he's out there taking chances in the real world. He's a man instead of these people that run around virtue signaling all day and are totally phony and totally alone. More statistics came out this week than I'm going to your calls. Millennials, half of them, again, like communism, same thing as last year's surveys. And 20-something percent of them, 25%, say they have no friends and are totally alone. And they're more likely to steal, more likely to lie, and more likely to virtue signal and tell you how they gave or they did something. These are undeveloped babies. And anyone knows that a spoiled brat, if not checked, will turn into a criminal. And that's really all they are, is a bunch of damn criminals. But I tell you why we've gotten in this position, it's because we've been putting up with their crap. Well, guess what? Just a year ago when I went out in public in leftist areas of Austin, they'd hiss and yell at me and do things. They're scared of me now. They keep their mouth shut. And I like that. They can have their speech all day, but you get in my face, I'm going to get right back in your face. And I'm going to ruin your dinner. I'm going to ruin your day. And if you punch me, I'm going to break your nose. And it's going to happen just like that. Because I'm done rolling over to you baby-killing devil worshiper pedophiles. You got that? And that goes for all of you that serve the system. You're all on the same spiritual bandwidth. You're all child molesters. You're all devil worshipers, and you know it. And you're filth, and I see you. And you're going to go to hell. And I'm not happy about that, but let me tell you something. You just need to get the hell out of my way and get behind me. Get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Ever got a problem? Just say that, and it works wonders. In fact, that's the new thing I say. I was on the hike and bike trail last weekend, and somebody says, F you, Alex Jones, some couple of these weird women. And I said, get behind me, Satan. And they had the scaredest look on their face. And I said, yeah, I see you, ladies. Have a nice day. That's my new thing. Get behind me, Satan. Because you're speaking right to it. Speaking right to it. The thing running them. Get behind me. We've got the power. Not them. And they know it. They get scared. Tell a leftist when they get in your face, get behind me, Satan. They will literally start going, and they're like, what the hell? This stuff's real, folks. I've been watching videos all weekend of events, Trump events, other events, Elizabeth Warren events. It's all the same where the people start attacking any Trump supporters that come. And the police have to take them out. And then the men are going like crazy people in a movie where they're like, just, and that's who they are, folks. However this stuff works, we're fighting people that love to kill babies after they're born, but tell us we all killed those 20 poor Hispanics down in Texas, that we all did that. But they're all fighting to get here because we're so bad. Do you buy any of it? Do you believe any of it? No. Speaking of that, DJ in Maine, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling, DJ. You're on the air.
Great. Congratulations on your trophy. It looks pretty nice.
So. If people just tuned in, it's a joke for Owen gave me a trophy. Remember, there's new lizards every 5 seconds, every second. Okay. Okay, tell folks what happened. I got an award for being the most banned.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I didn't see you drink any champagne out of it, though. So,
you know, champagne gives me a headache, and I'm trying to not drink very much. Certainly not at work, you know.
Okay, so quickly, the El Paso shootings, I've been following it. I've been a listener all the way back since the Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin days where they tried demonizing patriots, okay? I see that happening all over again. And I was listening to Mike, a guest that you had yesterday. I can't remember his last name.
Mike Adams.
Yes, Mike Adams. He alluded to like a 9/11 type event, okay? And one thing that's bothering me the most is anytime you go and try to search for a timeline for the El Paso events, you cannot find one. But it's my understanding that 24 minutes before it happened, they received the manifesto, and the gunman was allowed to have his own way in the Walmart for 20 full minutes, get into his car, drive two blocks away, and then now they're reporting that he surrendered himself.
Yes. No, that's all confirmed. In fact, I should be covering this more. It's just that
yeah,
India retaking Kashmir is huge, and this whole geopolitical thing is so big. But all the local reporters and the police are saying, no, we shot another dude. We arrested other people. They're just being told, shut up now. So this is crazy, whatever went on down there. We don't know what went on, but this, he, we now know. He went in there with one banana magazine that you couldn't do this with. And he didn't have anything else on him. He was wearing tan and black and no mask. Everyone says 3 to 4 men mask. They could see the blue eyes on some of the men. And these are credible videos of these Hispanic Americans. I mean, you see them. One of them is an Army veteran, a black guy. And it's just very clear they're telling the truth about what they saw. And so if I had the personnel, if I had the money, we'd have like 3 reporters that I would have to send on missions like this immediately to investigate. We don't have it. We don't have the people. And I would be in El Paso right now talking to all the locals and ferreting this out, because this is where investigative journalism absolutely must come in.
There's no transparency. I read an article regarding the transparency with Ohio versus El Paso.
Listen, exactly. They're not, that's what Greg Reese did a video on. They're not saying correction that there weren't, they're just expunging all the witness videos and articles. And as you said, Ohio immediately showed all the footage, showed everything. Why aren't we getting that here?
I think because if there was a second gunman, he may have not shared the same ideology as the one in custody. And they're, again, they're trying to demonize patriots like they did, 9 years ago. And I think with everything going on in the world, this could be the big push to, you know, violate the Constitution. I think it's really going to happen in 2019.
No, I agree. And they want to blame Trump and remove Trump. It's happening now. We're going to go to more of your calls. Paul Watson's coming up. But I've absolutely got to air, since you mentioned it, the Greg Reese Report next segment. I'm going to play that. It's only 4.5 minutes long. It's titled FBI Takes Full Control of El Paso Shooting. But I want to go out to break with something I shot last night. It's Beto O'Rourke and him smiling. He does this in other videos when he's talking about what happened. So here is that report. And then we will be right back with more of your calls and Paul Joseph Watson on the other side. Please stay with us.
The video you're about to see is going viral. Beto O'Rourke is seeming like he's in glee talking about the massacre that took place Saturday in El Paso, Texas. It's truly sickening. And I've seen him in other videos basically shape-shifting. He just can't control his narcissistic glee that he's finally back under the spotlight. This person is polling at 0% in the Democratic field. But there he is, just trying to glom onto this tragedy to make himself relevant. Here is the shocking footage from different angles.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this. But I'll tell you, El Paso is the strongest place in the world. There's a lot of injury, a lot of suffering, in El Paso right now. I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this. But I'll tell you, El Paso is the strongest place in the world. There's a lot of injury, a lot of suffering, in El Paso right now. I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
Watching that, it's as if I've looked into a window that gives me a view into hell. As if Beto O'Rourke is a demon incarnate. He just loves what's happening. He just can't keep it from you, because he's going to take your guns. And once he's got your guns, he'll have full power over your body, because then he'll be the only one with the guns. And this is the poster boy for the Democrats.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular, like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, Continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I've gotten $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality product. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Sir, let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that, where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. So thanks for the support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Folks, it's a big leftist conspiracy theory that I use speed or I use cocaine because I get so excited. I've been on here 25 years. I haven't taken any of those drugs since high school. I only took them a few times. I hated them. I didn't like them. I'm high on life. And all the incredible things that are happening and unfolding are so interesting. How would you not get excited about them? People go get excited about sporting events and people don't think, that guy must be smoking crack. He's excited. Well, sorry, I'm not excited about football. I'm excited about my children and your children's future. And when evil people are trying to take my life over, I get pissed like a dog in the backyard barking at somebody breaking in the house. Why is the dog pissed? That's where his master lives. That's where the food comes from. That's where the kids live that pat the dog on the head. He knows. But you're having everything you've got taken away from you, and you think it's weird? I'm talking to mainline people that I get angry. This is normal behavior, ladies and gentlemen. Normal behavior to them killing babies after they're born now. They're just pushing and pushing and pushing. And now they want to sterilize three-year-olds. If they can convince their three-year-old they're another sex, the sicko parents, it's Munchausen by proxy. Okay, we'll sterilize you, honey. Oh, say you're a girl, you get a lollipop. I mean, this is sick. You know, parents having sex with their kids go to jail, and they should. But at least they're not chopping their balls off, huh? Oh, chop their balls off? You get a TV show. Think about how sick these people are. And you know what? Yeah. I get ferociously high when I start thinking about it because my brain says, go after these people. And that's what we're doing right here. We're going after them. And humanity's been asleep. When you find your awakening, you're going to be just like me. And a lot of you already were awake before I was awake. But I'm talking to those new listeners. They're the ones that matter. For the prodigal son story. The good son did everything he was supposed to. And when the other one comes back after 10 years, took his inheritance, blew it all, was corrupt, was a joke in the city. The son comes back, says he's sorry. The dad slaughters the best calf. Gives him all these, you know, presents, is so happy. And the good son says, why'd you do that for him? I'm the good son. He says, how much you think I love you that I just did all this for him? We almost lost him. Got to be celebrating that. The fact that this loser is still our family. I don't need to tell you how great you are. You're already great. You're going to get everything. That's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. Is that the prodigal sons are the ones we need to get. They're the ones. They're the lost sheep. I said I'd go to calls, but I am a babbler. Tim in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Paul, sir?
Welcome, brother.
Alex, I had a, you're like
you're like me. My mind is all over the place with all the geopolitical events and everything that's really going on. I know I got to be brief and really pick one subject for you. I was calling Alex because I don't know how else to say this. I'm very, very upset with Trump pandering with the shooting with the Democrats and the leftists on guns.
It's very, very dangerous. But he believes it takes the wind out of their sails.
Hey, sir, he had his opportunity. He did not move on national reciprocity, and I can't fathom why he did not. It's so important to have patriots and armed civilians. And yet he says, like...
No, I agree. We need all 50 states that can still carry, and we need national right to carry. We need reciprocity.
And, a few months ago, with Pierce Morgan, and he goes, oh, yeah, we're going to look at banning suppressors. I mean, he just is terrible on the Second Amendment.
No, it's very, very dangerous. His sons are good because they're hunters. Trump is not a hunter. He's a city boy, and he just can't imagine that's his blind spot. And I agree, it's very dangerous. Thank you, Tim. Sorry, we're out of time. All right, Paul Watson's coming up, but I promise to go to Wallace, Justin, David, and Nathan. And then I've got this chemtrail story, but we'll see what happens. Just regardless, this is an incredible time to be alive, and amazing things are happening, good, bad, and ugly. Remember, they hope you don't spread the links. Will you? It's up to you. Infowars.com, Newswars.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Snack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I've been meaning to do this report for months. And for some reason, there's always so much news, I don't get to it. And then I was watching this morning Harrison Smith hosting the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. And I was like, wow. They've done a full PR rollout in Smithsonian and Reuters and science publications that Bill Gates is going to save the earth from all of these evil problems like global warming. And that they're going to add barium salt and aluminum dioxide to the atmosphere to block sunshine so that it doesn't come down here and burn the earth up. Now, in 1992, a Nobel Prize was won for this plan. A decade ago, children's textbooks in public school taught that chemicals are added to jet fuel and aerosolized to create nuclei for sunscreen for the earth to stop global warming. But then if you or I talk about it, they say it's insane, it doesn't exist. Kind of like human-animal chimeras or Jeffrey Epstein and his Alita Express. So I wanted to just play this and then hand the baton to Paul Watson. But document cam shot, please. Chemtrails. That's the lay term for all of this. And there's Zero Hedge articles about it. The particular one is the big article out of the one I wanted, is the one out of Smithsonian today that I saw him covering. You know, I'm just going to cover this tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the day. It's never been the day. but I wanted to go over particularly the Smithsonian article I saw. Let me see what's here. No, that's quoting it all. That's The Guardian. Forbes. I want the Council on Foreign Relations report. I dictated all this. That's the New York Times. Global Research. Oh, it's okay. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. Today is not the day. And I also have Brennan, former head of the CIA, admitting it all. So you know what we'll do? We'll play that. This is Brennan in front of the CFR a couple years ago when he was the head of the CIA, introducing that they could spray things into the air to save us. And the thing is, we have the patents. We know how it's working. And this is how this whole industrial Manhattan project goes. They've got all these other big secret projects, what they're doing to the vaccines, what they're doing with the GMO, what they're doing with the open borders. All these plans have been set up, and then later they come out. But they don't want us talking about them ahead of them doing it. So, here's Brennan.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
By the way, that's the CFR on C-SPAN, but, you know, it doesn't exist. This Zero Hedge article links to the Harvard studies and Bill Gates wanting to do this. This has been out forever that Bill Gates is behind it. He's the chief science officer of the globalist. And obviously, every condensation trail is not this going on, but it is happening. It is a program, and it just shows how crazy all this is. Paul Watson, what do you expect the public to do? I know you got a big raft of things you're going to cover. As the giant pedophile rings come out, as the world government comes out, as the geoengineering comes out, just how, as all this stuff, the human animal cloning is all coming out now, what's the public going to do as all this comes out?
Well, apparently, Alex, they're all going to start eating insects. This is now not just a meme on the left. This is now a lot of people on the right saying, yeah, maybe it is time to start eating insects for meat because cows produce too much methane. It's bad for the environment. The Washington Post came out with a headline the other day. We need to eat less meat. Should the government step in? The owner of the Washington Post, meanwhile, Jeff Bezos, has a new yacht called the Flying Fox, which is worth presumably tens of millions of dollars. So it's one rule for them, another one for everyone else. We're all going to be eating insects for our protein, apparently, Alex.
Well, that's the thing. There's nothing wrong with Jeff Bezos if he wants a yacht. That creates a bigger economy. Economies of scale. But if you've got all the Hollywood people jet setting out to the Google climate change summit and then lecturing us that we should eat insects, it's the total elitism. And by the way, I know people that know Leonardo DiCaprio and all these people. Think about the fact that they all know it's a big joke behind the scenes. It's all a sick joke to teach us that being poor is cool so they can fly around in jumbo jets. By the way, that is a nice yacht. Can we put his ocean liner back up? Yeah.
They actually did a study of how much CO2 it would release for all these elitists to fly to that global warming conference in Italy if they were flying from Los Angeles. We're talking Prince Harry, Barack Obama, DiCaprio, Katy Perry, all these celebrities. Came out 784,000 kilograms of CO2 just to go to this Google conference to talk about global warming. Of course, they always bring that narrative back in summer when it naturally gets warmer because it's summer. But when it's winter and you get record cold temperatures like we did in parts of Europe back in 2016, they say, oh, weather is not indicative of climate, but it is for them in summer. Then it suddenly does become indicative of climate and they get to play their narrative out that way. But now, Alex, you've got Greta, the 16-year-old autistic Swedish child, on her way to America to lecture you all about global warming. So you've got that to look forward to.
All right. Well, you're always so good on air. I hate to end up cutting into your time. There's just so much news we forget to get to. And tomorrow, I've got the CFR reports in the Smithsonian stuff now. I just forgot to get this myself. We're going to have all this for you. This is from the Council on Foreign Relations, how Bill Gates is going to save us by spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts added to the jet fuel that the jet engines then spray out and create the chemtrails. Just all admitted completely, and we're still bad, and we're evil, and we're white supremacists as well, and everything else that's a total bull. So didn't happen until the mid-90s. The condensation trails dissipated in just a few minutes. Now they stay up there for hours because they have nuclei added. It is all patented. It is happening. It is the corporations all in league together. Please don't forget, without your support, we will not be here, ladies and gentlemen. And we have the Banniversary sale. Last week's sales extended while supplies last. 56% off all the supplements. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. And this is the dog days of summer, always the worst time for sales. And we've been behind this year in our funding just to keep going. And just thank you all for your support. But seriously, we need the funding. You know, if some globalist would give me $1 billion to fight the New World Order, no strings attached, well, I would have commercial free. But that's not how it works. So please, everybody, InfoWarsStore.com. You are the folks funding it. Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and InfoWars.com takes over on the other side. Whatever you do, please spread the word. You are the resistance. Like, for real? Like, you take action, the globalists go down?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As we gather this evening in the joy of freedom, we remember that all share a truly extraordinary heritage. Together, we are part of one of the greatest stories ever told, the story of America. It is the epic tale of a great nation whose people have risked everything for what they know is right and what they know is true. As long as we stay true to our cause, as long as we remember our great history, as long as we never, ever stop fighting for a better future, then there will be nothing that America cannot do.
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Full power of the Republic in the name of Jesus Christ. Full power! Damn the torpedoes! Go straight at them!
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live, and in this hour, we're going to be asking the question, was the Dayton, Ohio mass shooter a copycat event? Was it, in fact, a revenge attack for the earlier El Paso shooting? There are some indications which suggest that might have been the case, given that authorities, and certainly the news media, who are not interested, have yet to uncover any concrete motive behind that second shooting, which occurred tragically on Saturday night. So we're going to be asking that question. What we know for sure is that there's a climate of political extremism in America. You have extremism on the right, in the case of the El Paso shooter, despite the fact that he said his beliefs predated Trump, despite the fact that he had left-wing beliefs, clearly in that he supported universal health care and universal basic income, both of which are left-wing beliefs. But of course, he had a far-right belief in that he thought America is being invaded by immigrants, and his dark, ghastly massacre was his way of striking back against that. The situation in America, though, right now in the culture and in the media, is that only one side disavows political extremism and violence, if you're talking about the mainstream, the center, and one side doesn't. There's a headline up on Breitbart, and there are several of these, which I'm going to go through. CNN NYT contributor Wajahat Ali pushes hashtag Massacre Moscow Mitch about Mitch McConnell. This is a New York Times contributing op-ed writer and CNN contributor who expressed glee as hashtag Massacre Moscow Mitch, an apparent reference to mass shootings and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, trended on Twitter Monday, and he even tweeted out the hashtag himself. He said, quote, hashtag Massacre Moscow Mitch is trending. I still have faith in America. Now, understand, this hashtag was trending at about the same time that a bunch of far-left extremists descended on Mitch McConnell's house and started screaming death threats as they were literally stood right outside his house. And that story is up on Drudge under the headline, far-left protesters descend on Mitch McConnell's home, threaten to, quote, stab the mother effer in the heart. And as you can see in this article, they talk about wanting to do exactly that, what I just said. They talk about wanting to break his neck. And Ryan Saavedra with the Daily Wire tracked down the Facebook accounts of one of these people who was making these threats. Turns out, just like the Dayton, Ohio mass shooter, she is a big fan of Elizabeth Warren. So again, we have numerous instances where far left extremists are either calling for violence, advocating it, not disavowing it, or tragically, in the case of the Ohio shooter, which now even CNN and AP admits was a far left extremist, actually going out and committing violence. They had Massacre Moscow Mitch trending while these far left Antifa supporting extremists descended on his home. We're talking about his breaking his arms, breaking his neck, talking about stabbing him in the heart, screaming abuse at his wife. This is a guy who's really quite ill right now. He's recovering from sickness. They brought their kids to the show. Absolutely disgusting, clear case of harassment. Mitch McConnell's just been suffering from polio, whatever you think of him politically. That is completely unacceptable, to descend on somebody's house and start screaming abuse at them in the middle of the night and death threats, especially in this era, this climate of political extremism. Who on the left has denounced that? It's barely even a news story. Meanwhile, Reza Aslan calls for eradication of Kellyanne Conway and Trump supporters. Twitter says his rhetoric doesn't violate their rules. Of course it doesn't. You can get up there all day and dehumanize and threaten people on the right and nothing will happen to you. The guy who expressed his desire to put Baron Trump in a cage with pedophiles, nothing happened to his account. So if that's the benchmark, what can you expect at this point? So he literally tweeted, this is a former CNN host, of course, after today there is no longer any room for nuance. The president is a white nationalist terror leader. His supporters, all of them, are by definition white nationalist terror supporters. That is over 60 million Americans who he is calling white nationalist terror supporters. The MAGA hat is a KKK hood. This evil racist scourge must be eradicated from society. He's literally calling for 60 million plus Trump supporters to be eradicated from society. I looked at this tweet. The first thing that came to mind is if you replace Trump supporters in this tweet with Hispanics, that quote could have been lifted directly from the manifesto of the El Paso shooter. This is literally a few degrees of separation from literal terrorist manifestos written by mass shooters. And then he went directly after Kellyanne Conway, saying, "You are the depraved evil we need to eradicate." Then absolutely absurdly, I think it was the Washington Times who put out an article saying that Reza Aslan had called for the eradication of Kellyanne Conway. He got back on Twitter and said, "That's complete BS. I never said that." That was literally his quote. So you've got people outside Mitch McConnell's house calling for his death. You've got former CNN hosts calling for 60 million plus Trump supporters in America to be eradicated. And you have this out of the Daily Caller. Joaquin Castro posts names employees of Trump donors. He tweeted the names and employees of 44 San Antonio residents who donated the federal maximum to President Trump's re-election campaign. Castro, whose district includes much of San Antonio, claimed the donors are fueling a campaign of hate that labels Hispanic immigrants as invaders. So he's literally doxed these donors to the Trump re-election campaign, opening them up to the kind of extremist rhetoric and attacks that we've seen against Trump supporters over the past 2 years plus. This is the climate of extremism that the left is encouraging. While they get up and grandstand and claim the moral high ground and wag the finger at people on the right for the actions of far-right extremists, even though every single time people, at least in the mainstream of the right, disavow violence at every potential turn. Absolutely incredible, especially given the fact what we know now about the Dayton, Ohio mass shooter, which was that he was a Satanist, that he was a far leftist, that he called for socialism, that he bought into this punch a Nazi meme, that he supported Elizabeth Warren for president. Motive remains unknown. And in fact, we're going to get into his potential motive or a potential radicalization point later in the show. But National Public Radio says Trump should have blamed himself for mass shootings. They claimed today that President Donald Trump was responsible for inspiring mass shootings in the United States, and that he ought to have not acknowledged his culpability in his White House speech on Monday. Did Elizabeth Warren acknowledge her culpability? No. because they will never, ever draw attention to it when it's one of their far-left extremists trying to commit the massacre. Remember James T. Hodgkinson back in 2017. How quickly did that story disappear from the news? He literally tried to massacre a bunch of Republican congressmen. He was a left-wing extremist and a Bernie Sanders supporter. But Trump, who the actual mass shooter said was not radicalized by, and his beliefs predated Trump, now apparently Trump has to acknowledge that he's directly to blame for this tragic shooting in El Paso. No, that's completely absurd. We'll get back in the next segment, talk more about it. Infowars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity Water Filter today. Support mankind by being prepared. And support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios,
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
The bottom line is this. Donald Trump is not to blame for the El Paso shooting. Elizabeth Warren is not to blame for the Dayton, Ohio shooting. The cause of mass shootings goes far deeper. Obviously, the blame lays with the individuals. But if you're getting up there on television and on social media and endorsing, in some cases, or at least not disavowing, political extremism and violence, you do not have the moral high ground to talk about political extremism and violence. Of course, they're not too keen about talking about the motives of the second shooting that happened on Saturday night in Dayton, Ohio, with this Connor Betts mass shooter, because the narrative doesn't quite fit the narrative that they want to push. Headline: CNN and AP finally admit the Dayton mass shooter was a left-wing extremist. We told you this days ago. But even yesterday, NBC reporter Ben Collins got up on television and claimed that Betts was, quote, more neutral with his Twitter posts. A completely brazen lie. He repeatedly retweeted Antifa. He supported far-left candidates. He opposed Trump. He supported the assault, violent assault of people on the right. That was all made clear 2 days ago. They were up on television lying about it for 48 hours. They finally had to admit it because the weight of evidence was so voluminous. Even Snopes, who lie about everything, even though they're a non-partisan independent fact checker, they're a far left website, even Snopes had to admit it. In a headline, was Dayton mass shooter a self-described pro-Satan leftist who supported Elizabeth Warren? They acknowledged that it was true. Again, that doesn't mean Elizabeth Warren is to blame for the massacre. And it doesn't mean Donald Trump is to blame for the El Paso massacre, especially when the actual shooter said he was not inspired by Donald Trump. In his own words, they kind of left that out of the coverage, did they? But the question many people are asking about the Dayton, Ohio shooting is, was it a copycat or was it a revenge attack for the earlier El Paso shooting? Mike Cernovich tweeted yesterday, was the Dayton, Ohio terrorist attack, far left-wing attacker, a copycat of El Paso? We know shooter was glued to social media, reading about El Paso, engaging with far left-wing content. Did reading the reports and radicalized violent rhetoric from the left make him snap? And this is completely accurate. Before Twitter suspended the profile of Connor Betts, the Ohio mass shooter, I went through his retweets, I went through his likes. He was responding, interacting, engaging with news and with news outlets on the far left about the El Paso massacre. Now, if you read what his girlfriend said, which I read in a separate article, or his ex-girlfriend, I think it was, she said that she knew him well and that this was not premeditated, that he would not have premeditated this attack, and that it was apparent that something had snapped, which caused him to go on that rampage, basically on a whim. What could that have been that caused him to snap? Was it the fact that he was on social media being radicalized by this brazenly acerbic rhetoric about the El Paso shooting from far left-wing outlets like Media Matters, like Right Wing Watch and others, which is documented to have been on his Twitter feed? Another headline which relates to this, up on Summit.News, pictured, Ohio shooter wore Antifa mask and woman's dress. So he was in a band, which was kind of like a death metal band called Menstrual Munchies, not too successful by the sounds of it. And he was pictured during one onstage performance in an Antifa mask and a woman's dress. Now, this is a long report, which I linked to in this article from death metal underground website, Robert DeSanford. So it's not like a Christian website that just hates heavy metal and is trying to blame mass shootings on music. It's by an actual death metal website. And he reports that in a 2018 performance video posted to Facebook, Betts dons a dress and a mask commonly worn by Antifa members. And as part of this group, Betts was part of a grindcore music scene that had vehemently embraced Antifa since 2013 and could be, quote, responsible for the radicalization of heavy metal's first mass murderer musician. He makes the distinction. He's not blaming the shooting on heavy metal music, but he makes the point that there is a subset within this genre of this death metal music, which advocates for violence and killing of, quote, Nazis, incels, and law-abiding civilians who happen to hold right-of-center political views. That's what Robert De Sanford explains in his article. Being a part of this music scene, he'd be in a position to know. He writes, quote, anti-fascism, communism, and other radical left-wing ideologies have been increasingly promoted within the metal community since about 2013, when a number of popular metal journalists began gushing over the antics of Antifa and even started promoting their violence. And in fact, I've done videos on this before, where these death metal bands openly embrace the Antifa motif. They literally wear the clothing during their music videos, and the lyrics are all pro-Antifa, pro-violence, pro-revolutionary, very extreme fringe radical lyrics. And this is not only what Betts, the Ohio mass shooter, was listening to, but it was the music he was creating before his rampage. And De Sanford goes on to note, quote, therefore, it was not the music, but an ideology that only recently permeated the music that has contributed to the Dayton shooter's aggression and isolation. Now, the other band members who were in his band say, basically, they've deleted all their music from YouTube and everything because they're horrified by this. They say they just got into it because they wanted to be edgy and rebellious. He was actually into it because he believed the lyrics that he was singing and he was listening to. In fact, Vice admitted this in an article. Headline, Dayton Shooter was in a porno grind band that released songs about raping and killing women. The titles of these songs and the titles of these bands which he listened to, I can't even read out on air because they're completely explicit. But Jesse Creekbaum, who was one of Betts' bandmates, is taking the recordings down. He says he's removing them out of fear the vulgar music he produced will make a cult hero out of the murderer who was killed by police at the scene. So, of course, back during Columbine, you had the culture blaming that mass shooting and some that followed on the music of Marilyn Manson and people like that. Of course, you've had violent video games being blamed for years. Not really any hard evidence to suggest there is a direct connection, but this guy's own band member is now removing music because he sees a connection between that music and between the actions of this mass shooter in Ohio. So it seems that in addition to the left-wing radical motive that he may have had, it was all encapsulated within this genre of death metal, of which he was very much an integral member. So authorities are still saying they've got no idea what the motive was. He doesn't seem to have left behind any manifesto. His surviving family members, of course, he tragically shot his own sister dead, have no clue as to his motive. The mainstream media isn't going to ferret out his motive because it's not going to look too good for them. So it remains to be seen, but more is coming to light day by day. But it does seem it had something to do with this genre, this pro-Antifa, pro-violence, pro-revolutionary genre within that subset of that death metal movement. We'll have more on that as it comes out. We also had this article up earlier. Study: media fascination with mass shooters is creating more mass shooters. This was a study funded by the U.S. Department of Justice, which found, and they collected all the data from every mass shooting in America over the past basically 50 plus years. And they found that the more media attention, the more 24-hour rolling news coverage that's provided to every mass shooting makes the next mass shooting more likely because it provides a body of research which future mass shooters use to not only plan their attacks, but they're radicalized by it because they're attracted to this ghastly dark fame that's afforded to all mass shooters by the mass media by constantly revealing their identities, their names and their motivations and their manifestos after the fact. So the fact the media is so obsessed with mass shooters and gives it so much coverage, unlike some of the European countries that don't, is directly incentivizing future mass shooters. So they have to take some responsibility for that. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, in that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits and the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Last night, I'm on InfoWars.com, and I read, Chris Pratt criticized for t-shirt choice. It is literally the shirt that I envision. A Betsy Ross, but also another just classic American flag, all 50 stars, with the Gadsden snake superimposed over it. And on the back, America's back, InfoWars.com. But what's better than just an American flag? How about a don't tread on me under the flag, saying don't tread on the American flag? It's a perfect combo. So great minds think alike. I mean, whoever designed that shirt, we'd already come up with the exact same similar design. It is the Don't Tread on Me American Flag t-shirt, inspired by the triggering of leftist of the shirt worn by Chris Pratt. But it's a, you know, battle tattered flag like the one that flew over Fort Sumter. And again, on the back, it says America's back, InfoWars.com. 4,000 of these babies. And that's it. So we've got the Betsy Ross version and the American flag version at InfoWarsStore.com, being printed in the USA right now. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. The most banned broadcast in the world.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. News, analysis, reports. It's The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're going to get into some final news stories here in the final segment of the show. But first, I want to tell you about the latest, greatest, huge discount available at InfoWarsStore.com. It is the first annual Banniversary store-wide sale, where we are offering 50 to 60% off a ton of great products, including free shipping and double Patriot points, celebrating kind of the one-year anniversary of Alex Jones and InfoWars deplatforming. More than ever, the First and Second Amendment must be defended, with an unprecedented 50 to 60% off InfoWars Live, free shipping and double Patriot points is the perfect opportunity for a 360 win. Huge discounts available right now on the following products: DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Turbo Force, which of course is the great energy drink, 50% off. The Ultimate Fish Oil, also 50% off. All storable foods, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, also half price right now with free shipping and double Patriot points. Now is the time to stock up and reassert your support for the most banned network in the world by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there today. Story that just came out. Actually, it came out a few days ago, but it got no attention. This is USA Today. FBI media wrong on Garlic Festival shooter's white supremacy ideology despite social media posts. So, of course, you had CNN and others pushing that narrative that the Garlic Festival shooter was a right-wing white supremacist Trump supporter. The FBI says that that's wrong, and they haven't found any political motive for that shooting yet. So another correction, another thing that the media got wrong about these mass shootings. Meanwhile, people are asking why we seem to have more of these mass shootings. At least they're becoming more deadly, if not more regular in number. And then a couple of interesting surveys came out over the past few days, one of which is headlined at summit.news. Poll: 89% of UK Gen Zers say their lives are meaningless. We've asked them the question many times. Is the increasing alienation and atomization of young men, specifically young white men, who are blamed by society and culture for basically every historical and modern ill with the world, is that being driven by social media? Is it being driven by this increasing atomization of society, the loss of faith, the desecration of the family unit? Well, a new poll out of the UK reveals that a staggering 89% of young people aged 18 to 29 feel their lives are meaningless and without purpose. A further 30% of respondents in this poll, young people, say they're stuck in a rut, while 84% saying they're failing to live their best life. People are more depressed than ever. Now, is that simply because the pharmaceutical industry is categorizing unhappiness as something far worse and throwing pills at it to make money? Or is it because people are actually feeling more nihilistic and have less purpose in their lives? The article continues, one of the primary reasons cited for failing to achieve happiness and purpose is a lack of finances, according to 45% of respondents. Of course, we have wage stagnation across the Western world and basically a quality of life that is in decline for the increasing amount of hours that people have to work to make the same money with interest rates. And especially if you talk about in the UK, property prices, which in many areas are completely unaffordable for young people. So they get stuck in this cycle of debt, and then that makes them more depressed. The survey conducted by Yakult UK found that 80% of people across all age ranges felt they were living without purpose. But that number drops to 55% for people over the age of 60. Of course, more of you whom are probably going to church and have faith in their life, which a big correlation between the drop in church attendance and the drop in religion and the increase in nihilism and depression. Maybe a connection there. Another headline. Survey: almost a quarter of millennials say they have no friends. A new survey reveals that almost a quarter of millennials say they have no friends, while 30% say they are always or often lonely. So aged between 23 and 38, surveyed by YouGov, people in that age bracket, 22% of millennials said they had no friends, while less than a third said they have at least 10 friends. 27% of millennials said they had no close friends, while 22% of Gen Xers said the same. So despite the onset of easy mass communication with text messaging, with mobile phones, with Skype, with whatever, it seems people are only growing more distant and becoming more atomized, because those threads of society, especially with the church and the family, are becoming increasingly frayed. So despite the ease of mass communication, people are feeling more lonely than ever before and more depressed than ever before, it seems. which is why I would offer some of them on the fringe, the ones who are prone to mental illness and prone to lash out in violence, many of them on SSRI drugs are indeed doing that, which is why you see an increase in mass shootings, or an apparent increase, at least in the severity of them. That statistic is often debated back and forth. Switching gears, though, RT reports The Guardian apologizes for saying Sputnik posted fake Notre Dame photo vilifying Muslims. So you remember back in April, I think it was, when the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris caught fire, just an accident. I put out an article, and indeed a video, because I went on Al Jazeera Facebook and Friends 24 Facebook, and I was tracking the reactions of people on those Facebook pages to the live video of Notre Dame Cathedral burning down. And what did I see? What did I document in screenshots? The fact that the fire in the cathedral was being celebrated by lots of people with Arabic names from certain parts of the world. This was a fact, and BuzzFeed, the same day, came out and claimed that I was engaging in a giant hoax. In fact, they claimed that the video I posted of the Notre Dame Cathedral burning with these Arabic people in the comments celebrating it, giving it hearts, giving it thumbs up, saying Allah Akbar, they said, oh, we don't know what they were reacting to. When the cathedral is in the background of the video burning down. So BuzzFeed tried to put out this hit piece claiming that I'd made it up, that all these people were celebrating, and that they weren't even reacting to the fire in the cathedral. Complete fake news, which I debunked vehemently at the time. Well, now RT reports The Guardian has issued a mealy-mouthed apology for accusing Russian news agency Sputnik of doctoring images in the immediate aftermath of the Notre Dame fire to perpetuate an anti-Muslim narrative online, and it took them 4 months to apologize. So you'll probably, some of you remember this picture, which shows a couple of Middle Eastern-looking men around the area of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. They're leaving what looks like a security or emergency cordon that's been placed on the road next to the cathedral. And both of them are smiling quite happily as the cathedral burns down in the background. Now, Sputnik put this photo out. I think it was Getty Images' original photo. And then The Guardian and other news outlets on the left came out and claimed that it was a photoshopped image. It wasn't a photoshopped image. It was completely authentic. In an episode of Fake or For Real, published on 19th of April, this is the apology that The Guardian had to put out. We suggested that a photo that went viral during the Notre Dame fire had been doctored. Remember when the media claimed that I had doctored the video of the White House intern slapping down Jim Acosta's arm during that press conference? Another complete lie, with them coming out claiming something's doctored when it wasn't doctored. Well, now The Guardian's had to apologize for something similar in an Instagram story on Monday, which is quite convenient because that's going to disappear after 24 hours on Instagram. It's not going to be recoverable. But it continues, quote, we have been contacted by the copyright owner of the photo, Sputnik France, and accept that it had not been doctored. We apologize for suggesting otherwise. The 4 months late apology refers to The Guardian's coverage of a photo from Sputnik France's Facebook Live coverage of the April 15 Notre Dame fire. So again, it came back to the live Facebook coverage, which is what I was watching when I saw Arabic names, Middle Eastern accounts, on Facebook, voraciously, vehemently celebrating the fire and the destruction of the Notre Dame Cathedral as it burned down. So The Guardian's had to come out and apologize. Sputnik France even released the full metadata relating to the image, and they did this months ago, by the way, allowing any and all fact checkers to see for themselves. So even though that was obvious that it was a genuine, authentic photo of these Middle Eastern men celebrating the fire, the left-wing news media ran a giant hoax in the days after that fire, claiming that it was a doctored image. Now they've had to apologize. Yet another example of fake news. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room with Owen Stroyer is coming up next. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.